Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God. Hi, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark, and I just want to say it's Wednesday, the 10th of February, and we have so much to talk about tonight. We have the Jason and Liz Hailey scene. We have so much to talk about. We have anything you guys want to talk about, you name it, we will talk about it, and let's have fun. Let's just keep the bad words at a minimum and just have fun. Okay, so I'm going to bring on my co-host, and I kind of got two. I know Heather's calling in, and I'm hope Talia will call in because I'm on for 2 hours tonight, you guys. So I'm going to bring both of you on, okay? 763, hi.
Hi.
This is Talia, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you sound horrible. Sorry, I said not said. I'm going to bring Heather on. Oh, and then we can get this thing started. The chat room is open, you guys. And then we can start talking. Hi, everyone in the chat room, and let's see. I'm going to bring on Heather, and then we can start talking about anything you guys want to talk. Terry will be here later. She's in a class by now, but she's going to try and call on her break or the end of class. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, so we are all here. I didn't mess up that part. You know, Blog Talk kicked me off. Hi, you guys in this album. You know, thanks for coming. And today I believe was a really, really good day for the Jason and Liz fans. And has everyone seen the scene?
Yeah.
I just think that it was, I didn't really like it because it was nothing different to me because I saw the picture from it, and basically all they did was really hug, and that was like basically what I saw in the picture.
Okay.
So I'm excited for tomorrow to see more.
Okay, Heather, but the thing is, and Talia, I hope you will go on my side about this. The fact that we saw them, the fact that, you know, they were on screen with no one else is a big damn deal.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I hope for there's more tomorrow because if not, then I'm just going to be disappointed and be like, what?
Yeah, I was really hoping they was going to talk. But, you know, it's good that we got to see them together and just Jason holding her, like, all times. But I did really want to see them, like, talk. Like, I just want to see them talk.
What she said to him was weird, though. I was like, are you okay, Liz?
I know. But she came out and she just started going crazy. I was like, are you okay? I was like,
yeah, I think she's, like, depressed, like, crazy. Because I've seen the new soap opera scoop, and she, like, passes out in the church. And I'm like, oh, my God.
She's starting to, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what, the thing is, I feel sorry for Liz.
I do too.
Okay, good. Because, you know, whatever, you know, it is bugging her and whatever, I feel sorry because, okay, I'm going to rant for a moment. That the moment where Maxie walked in and, you know, he looked like he could not get out of there fast enough. And when he was lying on the couch with Sam, there was no emotion in Jason's eyes. But when you had that 1 second with Liz, we had something. What did you guys think? Am I crazy or am I right?
What did you say again?
Okay, when Jason was lying on the couch with Sam, he did not look like he wanted to be there. But when he got killed and saw Elizabeth, you saw the old Jason back for a moment.
Yeah. I thought today was weird with him and, like, Chrissy and the money. Like, he looked like, why are you asking me for money? That was weird, too.
Well, yeah, Okay, I heard someone say they are mad because people are saying that someone is going to wheel Sam Sled to Steve's event. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. And Rachel, sorry, Bridget. Audrey didn't do Liz any favors when she put her in counseling when she was raped. No, yeah, I agree, Rachel. The best part when Lindsay put the smackdown on Spanky Pants, I agree with that. Oh, what's her name, Mel? Can someone say, wait, Talia? Heather, can you guys see this album, right?
Yeah, I'm in it.
Okay, I don't want to mess up with her name because she's new.
Yeah. You want me to answer that for you to her?
Yeah, that's fine, if you don't mind. Because, I mean, it's hard looking at Miss Whisper sometimes, and, you know. So, Talia, what do you think? You liked it, though, right? The scenes and the moment? Because I kept rewinding it. Yeah, we mostly talk about the eighth, but we talk, yeah, Heather's right. If you want to talk about another soap after a while, just let us know. Yeah. And the number to call in is 347-850-8721. And, oh, I forgot to say, I'm Carly, and this is Heather, and this is Talia. And, oh, okay, yeah, we can talk about B&B and Young and the Restless tonight, too. Kimmy goes.
Yep, I'll just be listening even though I won't know what you're talking
that's
about.
Okay.
That's fine.
And tell you, you don't watch Young and the Restless or Bold and the Beautiful, do you? Tell ya?
Did something happen to her again?
Are you here, Talia?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
I watched Young and the Restless. Yeah, but I've seen commercials of Bold and Beautiful, but I really don't watch it. But I watch Young and Restless.
Well, good, because after a while, they asked us if we could talk about B&B and, you know, Y&R. And I'm hoping we will just have a really good night. Oh, hi, Brandy. Thanks for stopping the chat. I'm just hoping that we have a very, very interesting night. And... I'm hoping that we get a lot of callers in, but I'm hoping that we don't get any negative Liz and Jason callers right now. And I think Heather knows what I'm talking about.
Yep. Well, yeah, my friend was complaining. She's like, if people are going to be rude about Jason, I'm going to be rude about Liza. And so I told her, I was like, just don't stoop to their level. They're high schoolers, like. I was like, just ignore them and stop picking a little stupid, retarded-ass fight, basically.
Okay, boom. I agree with you, but right now I'm mad. And you don't want to see Carly mad over this because, you know what, they've been picking on this for the past 4 months. And,
yeah.
Heather, you've been here almost the whole time I've had my show. I kind of not said anything horrible. But
oh, wait, I have something else to tell you also. And she also said that I guess Guza said that the only reason that Steve stuck around on Durham Hospital was so he could do J-Sam, or else he would have won.
You know what? I don't believe that.
I don't believe it. He's trying to start stuff.
I was like, that's retarded because Guza tries to be fair and like have everybody be that.
Hello, Ethel, maybe we shouldn't call it retarded. Why don't we pick another word? You know? I'm just thinking of all those people that might not like that word on here. And, Talia, what were you saying?
No, I didn't call them retarded. I was saying what they said was retarded.
I know, but even that word, you know, I don't know. I just, what was, okay, Talia, what were you going to say?
I was saying that that's a lie. Like, no, why would, no.
Yeah.
Steve has won a license when we won a license like that. He never gave up, but he felt like he had no choice because he felt like they weren't going nowhere after they had broke them up. So I would not believe that he stuck around for Jason. No, that's just
Either. I'm like, if he was gonna leave, he would just leave. He wouldn't stick around just for one, like, to be with one person.
Yeah, and a repeat of everything, because it's like he did it before. Why would he want to stick around for it again?
That is so true.
There's some lies a lot. That made me mad now, just to think that he would stay just for Jason.
You know what? I can tell by the look in Steve's eyes that he doesn't seem happy.
He doesn't.
No, okay, so is this not my imagination watching this? What's that? A guy from, Bradley Cooper, who used to play,
somebody, I think he used to play with Laura Wright because she was all excited on Twitter about it.
Yeah, he used to play Edmund and his durable brother, but I don't remember what the brother's name was. But, yeah, that's going to be cool. But you know what? Back to my original point. And guess, people, all you have to do is sign in, and it takes 2 seconds, right, you guys, to get an account. And,
I'm sure they're going to sign in.
I know. I was just being polite.
I know.
Did you keep rewinding the scene? Because I did.
Yeah, I did. I mean, like, it was, like, so unbelievable. Like, they finally get to see each other after a year and a couple of months. I mean, like, that's a long time. And, like, even though they didn't get to talk yet, hopefully it gets to tomorrow. I mean, that's, like, the best thing they could give us right now. But I hope they continue on giving us scenes between them, because if they gave us one scene, that's going to mess up everything.
Yeah, and you know what? I was bored. Well, I actually wasn't bored because, like, everyone on the show by now and new people, oh my gosh, are you okay? No, I was asking whoever coughed if they were okay. Why in the hell did Nick Massey tell Ethan about the rape? That was uncalled for. Because Nick is a stupid Cassidine that needs to go bye-bye. I'm sorry, you guys. If you are a Nick fan, I'm sorry.
Ew, no. Gross. No, after what
I was a fan of his until he slept with Roy.
Yes.
Life,
me too. I used to be a fan of Nichols. Especially, only reason why is because of Emily, because I thought they were so cute together. But ever since, like, she died, I started losing my like for Nicholas because he started acting crazy and stuff. But I didn't really like, I'm glad that Ethan found out, but I didn't like how Nicholas did, and I didn't want Nicholas be the one to tell him. I mean, like, because, like, he gets what Elizabeth was talking about, but I think it was kind of uncalled for him to, like, tell it. Like, he was proud to tell that Elizabeth got raped. He's all like, she got raped.
You know what? And you know what? And I could be wrong, and I will apologize for this later, but I don't remember Nick really being on the show when the rape happened. I thought I was like, what?
Exactly. I don't remember him either.
Okay, so, and if anyone thinks I'm wrong, please call in and tell me that I'm wrong, and I will, you know, say I'm sorry, but I don't, you know, remember, you know, oh, but Nick is, well, you know, yeah, Nick is, but Nick, I have no, I thought they were tuning Nick. Yeah, well, Brandy, I think they're coming to, oh, yeah, and I don't know how I feel about this one. Josie is coming back as a ghost. Okay. I'm in the
phone. Who's coming back as a ghost? Who's coming back as a ghost?
Heather?
Georgie.
Georgie? Oh.
Yeah, she's
no.
coming back to something to do with Maxie, and then someone on Twitter was like, Georgie should come back and tell Maxie to go find a real man. And I was like, I wanted to be like, are you kidding me? You're going to just call Spinelli not a man?
Oh, my God. Okay. Hey, did you really?
Yeah, I was about to stick up for you, Carly. And I was about to say, oh, don't even call my friend's man not a man.
Right, that got Spinelli messed up. And you, oh, my God, that it was so stupid for that person to say.
I mean... Talia, you know how much I love Spinelli, right?
Yes, and I like
okay.
Spinelli too.
Yeah,
she's coming back like March 26th, but I'm like wondering if they're going to really like what it's going to do because like with Brandon, I mean with Bradford and like his surgery, I wonder if he, because he probably came to walk, he hurt his foot, he's going to be like on crutches, so I wonder what they're going to do with that.
I believe they are writing into the storyline. You know, and you're right, but that they could have sent her to Europe to do college and then come back and finish and not kill her and leave her for opening to come back. Yeah, I agree. I agree that Zenner Hospital, okay, I cannot say any bad words tonight, but that's just so they can bring her back anyway. Yeah, but I wish they would stop doing that. I mean...
Yeah, and I hate all these soaps, and everybody's coming back as a ghost. Like, all my children, Dixie's coming back as a ghost. Georgie, and they were people on Twitter were saying that Georgie is going to be like when Monica and Tracy saw Alan. Like, it's going to be like that kind of thing.
Oh,
that is so stupid, because they keep on doing all this ghost crap like that. Y'all go show a ghost like that for anybody. It should be for Jason Lindsay so they can get a check. But Nexie don't need no ghost. She know what she be doing like that. She don't need no ghost. Nobody on
there needs to go. And, you know, Talia, what I was very disappointed in with, you know, when they killed Emily and Aaron off, I was very disappointed.
I was mad.
Yeah,
I was just like, everything's going to go, it's going to go wrong because Emily was like, Jason was just dangerous. Like, she the one who made sure they was doing what was right, and, like, she never told them to be together, but she, you know, she gave them hints on, like, what should y'all do and stuff like that.
Yeah, and the other thing where I didn't agree on and is, you know what, you bring Aaron back to be a ghost. Why couldn't you bring Aaron back to say, Jason, I know we didn't have a great father and daughter relationship. I'm sorry that, you know, our relationship, you know, got screwed up, but, you know, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And same thing for Emily. Emily could come back as a ghost, and then, you know, she could be there for Liz and Jason, and that's
That's what I wanted instead of Nicholas. Let's just let him go to his little moves or whatever. Nobody will care about him. I was hoping that she was going to be a ghost to Jason or Elizabeth. I was hoping for that, but then it never happened. I was so mad. I was looking like, that's Jason's sister, and that's Elizabeth's best friend. Why can't it happen to one of them?
Yeah, exactly.
That's stupid. They doing too much. They know they putting in stuff that nobody really wants to see. Just having Georgie coming out of nowhere being a ghost to Maxie is just kind of dumb.
Oh, wow. And the new opening for Zeno Hospital is the 23rd. And, I hope they separate Zane's. Okay, I always screw up that one. Zane's. They tank They tank. I like that. I mean, I have another word for them, but I hope they separate each other from the two. And another thing, okay, there's rumors going around that Taylor Christopher is leaving, and there's rumors going around that JJ might not re-sign.
Wait, what? No, oh, hell no, I'll be pissed off because they fired Greg to bring him back, and then he leaves.
Right.
Oh, hell no.
They fired Greg.
To your hospital, I will write to them and cuss them the hell out.
Okay, fine. Don't believe me. Sorry for bringing up.
Yeah, they're doing too much. How they just going to retake JJ off and then they're going to bring somebody? That's just dumb. They doing too much. They already took Greg and he's been working there for a long time. And JJ hasn't even been working there for like 3 months yet. And y'all already like, or four or whatever. And y'all already killed him off.
Amen.
That is just
know,
so dumb.
I'm serious. I'm going to write a letter to Ron, but I love Greg. He's like so hot. And I don't know. I just love him. And I'm so mad.
Come on, Greg.
Yeah.
You talking about Greg? Yes, he was way better than Jonathan Jackson. Even though I did not care much for that Lucky either, because like the whole this was the thing. But Greg Bond himself was so cute, and I was like I didn't like his character, but you know him personally. I was like, yeah, he's cute like that. And they gonna take him off for Jonathan Jackson, who's a crybaby and is not that attractive.
Yeah, but he never could. Yeah, and then they'd probably, like, write to Greg or something, like, beg for him to come back. And if I was him, I would not come back. I'd be like,
me
no,
either.
You did this. You did this to me. Screw you. Sorry for my language, but that's what I would say.
That's okay. That's fine.
His son is so cute.
I know, my gosh. I saw the pictures on Twitter, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, that's the cutest baby. And I was like, I want to keep your son.
If his son was older, I would go out with him, but he's not, so he's just a little boy.
True.
But it's okay. And his wife is pretty, too.
Which one?
Greg Vaughn, his wife. When I saw him and Kelly Monaco have a fit of it, I actually thought he wasn't married or anything, but...
Yeah, I agree with you because, you know, I have never, ever been a Lucky fan. And, you know, I just never got into the Lucky character. But, you know, like one person this side in the room, they threw Greg Vaughn under the bus and they could kill it. They could have killed what the hell they were doing.
He was a Lucky. He was, like, a strong, like, I can't picture JJ being a Lucky. He doesn't sound like a Lucky. He sounds more like of a random character, and Greg Vaughn was such, like, a good character to play Lucky. He was so cute, but he was, like, a good cop, and he played as a cop. Jonathan Jackson is, like, weak to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I miss Greg because, like, I've been, all of General Hospital since I started watching, Greg has played Lucky. So, like, when I heard Jonathan Jackson's coming out, I was like, great. But then, like, it took me for a while, and then, like, I got used to him, and now, like, I don't hate him as much, but I still miss Greg, and he'll always be my favorite.
Yeah, like, because I always, when it came to Greg, I was like, oh, yeah, you know what, like, he's really good, like, that he's a good Lucky. But then when it came to just Lucky and playing, like, I was like, no, I still don't like him. But, I mean, like, Greg playing him was good. I mean, like, I was mad. I was looking like they replaced it. I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't know any rumors, no spoilers, no nothing. It just came out of nowhere to me. I was like, wow.
You know what made me really, really ticked off? Because in July and August, you had them saying, oh, like, Greg Vaughn is not going anywhere. Lucky's fine. And then you had September, October. He had to go on Twitter and say, they let me go, blah, blah, blah. And I feel, oh, that is a city way to treat someone.
Yeah. And then I thought it was dumb when, like, Lucky came back and he opened the door. And he's like, or Liz opened the door. Do you remember me? Like, if Lucky wasn't gone, that makes it sound so stupid.
Yeah, exactly. I was looking like, huh? Like, why wouldn't she remember you? Aren't she? Isn't she engaged?
She just saw you like a second ago.
I know. And then you just come back and say, do you remember me? Like, she didn't just come out of a coma. She's still Elizabeth.
Seriously. it's so retarded. Like, General Hospital's dumb. They need, like, better. Like, we could write the show way better than they could.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for all of those people that doesn't believe that Satan and Liz all coming back together and it's wrong. And does anyone want to know my little Twitter experience from last night?
Is it the one you told me about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you said, can I tell you something, I said yes, and then you said, don't be mad at me. At first, I thought you were going to, like, say something to me, like, mean to me. I was, like, kind of scared until I read the whole text.
You know what? Okay, we are not ripping on Zay. We just think he's a weak character. But no, what happened to me last night was Ryan, and I don't know if a lot of people call in the zone or whatever, but...
I don't go there anymore.
What?
I said I don't go there anymore. They're rude.
I love you, Heather. I truly love you after that.
I love you, too.
So he was picking on, like, Trisha Yearwood and Leanne Ryan, calling them a homewrecker. And, you know, I thought, wait a moment. You know what? We don't know what really happened between the Trisha and Garth. You know, really, we don't know what really happened with them and with Leanne Rimes. And I just said, you know, why are you calling them such bad names? And then I'm like, oh, my God, I know why. I go, because you're Jason and Sam fan. And then, you know, he writes back, oh, I love both of them. And I said, wait a moment, you cannot love Jason and Liz or Jason and Sam. It has to be one or the other. You have to pick a side.
Oh, yeah, did you guys see the part when Elizabeth asked him how did she get Jason back so fast? It was like she did so many things, and it's just like they forgot about everything. I was like, that's exactly how we was, like, feeling.
Yeah, but you know what? So was I wrong the way I said it? And then I go, yeah, Jason is done, and Jason and Elizabeth are going to be back together. He goes, well, I guess you can have your wishful thinking.
No, y'all can have y'all wishful thinking. Y'all think y'all got them now, y'all going to have them forever. It don't go like that. Y'all just got them for y'all to come sit, and they probably doing a little experiment with them. But it's not going to last long. It's like, nah, y'all, I don't get it. It's like y'all already had Jason. So why is y'all pushing for more, and y'all already got what y'all had? We didn't get nothing, and y'all just pushing for more and just hating on Jason Elizabeth. Chemistry like that. If y'all don't like it, then just go watch another show or something before Jason get off. Y'all might as well enjoy them before they get off, because it's not going to last long. So just let them enjoy their little happiness for right now.
Well, yeah, but for Ryan to say that I'm delusional and now Jason and Sam are going to always be together, blah, 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 and I'm probably kicked off from ever going, thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Bridget, for saying that. He doesn't know anything more than anyone else. Yeah, and you know, one more thing that I will promise. You know, I won't ever say this, but I am so damn sick and tired of everyone's been picking on Liz for months. For months. And no one really has been sticking up for her. And I'm sorry, Sam has done a lot of worse things. And I'm sick of it. I know, oh, we should not bring, that name up to give her attention. Well, number one, I would not be giving the slut attention. But she has done so many horrible things. And Elizabeth hasn't done what Sam had done. And I would say, Sam Isabelle, you can go bite me.
Exactly. And at least she doesn't hurt kids, unlike some people.
Yeah.
And they're delusional for thinking that they're going to last like that. Because it'll be funny if in the end Jason's plan was stupid trash. And I, you know what? I just can't wait to see how it all ends. I'll just laugh so hard. You know what? I'm going to make fun of the Jason fans because they want to call somebody delusional. I'm going to just make, I'm going to say so many mean words to them. It's not even going to be, they're the ones that's going to be peeing in their pants.
Well, yeah.
They have a, they're wrong. They're so wrong.
You know, I'm just angry about it because, you know what, I loved Elizabeth, you know, characters through the years. And, you know, all of you guys know I'm a Cosby fan. I don't condone everything she does, but I love Cosby and Elizabeth. Bridget goes, when Sam says she got herself respect back, that's a little host of host pucky. And she tried to make amends. That was real. And what if she wanted herself respect back? Why pursue another realization to do that? Oh, you guys can hear me okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, supposedly she calls her down with Bible. I'm sorry, you guys, but I'm just angry over the fact that, you know, you can go as low as picking on this. You can create all these problems, but this fan base is supposed to not say anything when they attack our girl. But when they say I have been attacking this for months, it's like we are sending them the message that it's okay and it's not okay.
Exactly. I mean, they mess with Liz, they're messing with Sam. I mean, it's just simple as that. Sam is worse than Elizabeth, so there's more to say about Elizabeth than, I mean, there's more to say about Sam than Elizabeth. You know, all they can say is Elizabeth's a crybaby, but what else can you guys say? I mean, like, oh, that she slept with Lucky's brother. Wow. Okay, we could say so many things about Sam and nonstop. You guys will stop in the first two sentences. And we'll never stop because there's so many bad things to say about Sam.
Yeah, and, I'm just mad because, you know, there are certain people around us that once they give up, and once they walk away, this one we are getting it. And you have a message board. But you have a message board. And you're posting. And you don't post the right information. And, you know, right, but you want to give up on this couple? Then why in the hell are you even watching? Hello? Did you get what I just said?
Huh?
Oh, my God. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so, hold on. We have a call. Oh!
What was that?
We had a call, and then they hung up.
Aw. Well, as long as it's not your best friend.
Okay, will you stop that? I love you and Terry. And Talia's becoming a really good friend. Stop saying that. That's not funny.
Yeah, it is. She loves you so much. That's why she always comes in here and bugs the hell out of you.
It's like, what? She doesn't want me to be Riz and Jason happy or whatever.
And then she doesn't even watch the show. I'm like, seriously, if you don't watch, you can't have an opinion. That's all I say.
Okay. If I was a Sam fan, I will want her with someone that can just say something like that. I'm a Jason fan. That's why I can't sip Jason because of what she put him through. So, yeah, she never told Jason about that selfishness because she knows he doesn't love her. He loves Liz and never will, and she means to an end.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope that wasn't Terry. She's supposed to call in soon, like in the next hour or whatever. Wait, okay. I'm still waiting for Jason to hire out Linda's studio. Me too.
Well, because I had read about that like 2 weeks ago and I still haven't seen it yet. I'm like, are these spoilers wrong? I'm beginning to think so.
You know, I'm just mad because no one really gives a shit what's really going on, and I'm just mad.
I wish Casey could find her in the snow instead of Lucky. Why are they having Lucky do everything now?
Because they want to make us crazy.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's kind of working because I'm getting mad.
You know what? What?
I love what I just put in the chat. It just came to my mind and it sounded really funny.
Okay, wait. She cannot. Oh, my God. Okay. You know why I love this group? I really love this group. Because you know what? You don't have anyone telling me that I can ever say the hell I want. Because this is our show. And on this show, you can vent. You can say whatever the hell you want. And people should not shut you down. Unless you're picking on Carly or Lulu or Jason. And... oh, hey, Brit, will you be coming out? Okay. Wait, aren't I co-hosting that show with you? Okay. I thought I was. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I'm going to the movies that day before it, though.
Okay. What movie are you going to see?
Valentine's Day, since it is Valentine's Day, and I'm single again.
I'm going to see that, too.
What do you mean, again? Wait, when?
Because I'm always single around that holiday, so I hate it. That holiday can go down the rabbit hole, too.
You know what? I wish we had... Wait. Oh, well, Bridget, yes, it is on the 15th. It is at 7 o'clock Pacific. Help me.
No, she was asking if that was mine.
Okay. You know, you guys, we would love it if you would call in and I would love it if people would call in and tell us what you guys are thinking about Jason and Liz, or how many ways we can just kill the Monaco.
Oh, my God, did you just say that?
Yeah, oh, my God, yeah, oh, God, sorry.
Did you mean it? You should have said Sam, not her.
Okay, I meant Sam, okay, but the slip of the tongue.
Well, yeah.
I wish we lived by the studio so we could, like, protest and just charge at the building and just say we want lights, and it'll be so fun. I would love to do that.
I would love to do that, too. I mean, wait, does anyone know if there's a soundtrack to the the Frozen one? I have it. If you want me to send it to you, I would. Fine. No one's listening.
There is a soundtrack. I just found them on YouTube, some of the songs.
Well, yeah, but I got it, like, years ago. So, Susan won. Send me a PM, and we can talk about it.
Today was creepy. I was, like, seriously singing this one song, and then I went to watch Dura Hospital, and I'm seeing Maxine and Spinelli, and the song that I was singing was playing in the background.
What?
I was like, that's really weird. I was like, I was just singing this song.
Oh, my God, that is freaky.
Yeah.
What? We used to do that, but, hey. Okay, I'm just angry, about, you know, I'm just angry about, you know, they are just treating everyone like hypocrites on General Hospital. What did you guys think? What did you guys, okay. All right, I put a reminder on this. So, hey, Ransigle, I can, I love the ladies. They are so fun. Oh, you love us? Oh. Okay, you guys. Okay, let's talk about One Life to Live for a moment.
You see what I put, Carly?
What?
I said Mitch from One Life to Live should come and take her away.
Okay, yay! Yeah, that's happening. Bye, are you guys happy? Are you happy and sad with the way One Life to Live is going on?
Well, I'm both. I'm happy, I'm sad that what's going to happen to Stacy soon, and then I'm mad that, like, with Danny, she won't freaking forgive Todd already. I'm like, just
I know.
Like, get over
it.
And then today with, like, with, what's her name? Destiny. She was all, we can be BFFs. Okay, you are, like, making out with her friend that she's, like, in love with, and you want to be her best friend. I don't think.
Oh, my God. You cannot be the best friend to the, you know. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Mom Princess left.
She said her internet sucks and she keeps getting kicked off.
Well, she says this called in. I hope that she doesn't go through the ice. Okay, who's supposed to go through the ice?
Gigi.
Oh.
And somebody.
All I know is Stacy's gonna die. That's what I heard.
I read that she falls through the ice after Gigi and she can't be saved.
Oh my God. Rex, okay, Bridget, who will save Rex save? Gigi or
I think she's saying that she'll save Gigi.
Well, that's cool. I cannot stand Stacy. Okay, and Heather, you like Stacy.
Yeah,
well,
that's bad for Kim because, like, that's her best friend, and that's the only friend she has.
I
actually like Stacy, but then I don't. It's like sometimes I can like her, but sometimes I can't. It's like half and half. It's like I don't like her messing up, like, messing with Rex, but, like, she's, like, I like the way she scheme stuff, and she's, like, so sneaky, and she's good at what she does, like, they even though in the end she might get caught, but in
the
beginning she starts.
What made me mad yesterday was, though, was, like, Gigi was, like, you're an ungrateful bitch, I saved you. Like, I hate when people do something nice for someone, and then when that person's, like, mean to them, they're, like, regretted, like, throw back in their face.
Yeah, it's like, if she didn't tell you to save her, I mean, you did it on your own. You're not supposed to.
She said she's tired and just to leave her there, but you're the one that wanted to be and take her to your house.
Right, I mean, like, I like her, but she's irritated me a lot. Like, I've never been so irritated by Gigi so much. I used to take Gigi's side over Stacy, but now I take Stacy's side a lot because Gigi is so annoying now.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, I think, you know, and I think, you know, right now I'm liking one particular storyline, but then I have to hide under my covers for another one, and you guys better not laugh at me because that would be...
What storyline do you like?
I like them. I like John and Natalie.
Me too, but I thought it was weird that she was like, she thought he was Jared.
Jared,
was talking
I know.
About her and John and their past, and I'm like, how are you thinking this is one guy, but then you're talking about your relationship with another guy?
Well, you know what? Remember you guys see here who had or something when the call thingy happened. So, but what I don't like Miss Lawrence. Miss Lawrence scared me.
I
don't like him. He's so evil. Like, oh my God, it's like everybody. I don't know. He's super, super, super evil.
I saw on the soap opera scoop thing online that, like, Brody shoots him, but I'm like, yeah, he'll just come back alive again. Everybody in that town's trying to kill him.
Right, exactly. You guys have to stab him like a million times and, you know, cut up his body and then, like, throw it away or something like that. And then you guys will be, you guys will be thankful and successful in your deed or whatever.
Yeah.
And you'll actually think he's dead.
I liked him at first when he came back, but until this week when it looked like he was about to, like, have sex with Jessica, I was like, okay, no, that is disgusting.
I know, I was so mad. I was so scared for Jessica. I was like, that is so disgusting. He's trying to have a baby with her. You are the most disgusting pig ever. That is so disgusting.
You
I was like, is he gonna? I was screaming at the TV. I was like, oh my gosh, is he gonna rape her? And I was getting so scared because I was like, Jessica, I was like,
I know.
Wow.
And then every time she keeps saying, like, my father, like, she keeps saying father, like, when she's like, father, leave Stacy alone. I was like, what are we, in church or something? Like,
I think she was doing that. I think she's trying to play along his game so she could kind of escape or something like that. Because it seemed like that's what she was doing to me. Like, she just trying to go along with him so she don't try to, like, do anything to her. But, yeah, she did say father a lot, though.
Until he started, like, drugging her, because now she's, like, all out of it. It looks weird.
I know. That is so disgusting. I hope he doesn't do anything to her, because that is disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of wrong on so many levels that what Miss has done. And, you know, Miss just, you know, isn't... like a really, really nice person.
Yeah. I have a question. Like, do you guys think Brody is cute?
He's not ugly, but he's not my first choice.
Yeah, I mean, Heather, I hope they find out that Fist is the baby's father soon. Rex knows.
Yeah, because Skylar, like, told him to... Well, no, Skylar told him that he's the father, but, like, nobody knows that Fish is actually the father.
Yeah, they're both not the father, and they're both dumb, but, yeah.
Hey, Bridget thinks that Brody is rugged cute.
I do, too.
I
agree with her. I'm sorry. I think Brody is so freaking hot, like, especially in the army suit. Oh, my gosh.
He's cute, but nobody can replace my Todd. He holds the key to my heart.
Well,
Todd?
Yeah, I love him. I bought a T-shirt that has his face on it. It was like $27, and I didn't even care. I was like, whatever. I love Trevor St. John. I'm, like, in love with him. Like, if I ever met him, I'd probably pass out.
I think Todd is cute, but I'm not a big fan of, like, I'm not, like, in love with him, but I think Todd is so cute, like, super cute. And I like his character.
I think he's funny. I think he's really funny. Like, yesterday, did you see when, like, Todd started, like, oh, me and Tay and, like, sex or whatever? It was, like, really funny.
Oh,
I was like, I do not want to hear that.
No, he is funny, even when he's not even trying to be, like, sometimes, like, when his scenes, like, with Blair and all the way thing, when he's just saying stuff mean, I just laugh. I think he's funny when he's mean to people.
Yeah. And then I thought it was funny when, like, Star slapped him.
What?
Yeah, she slapped him, like, on his stomach. He said something. I don't remember what he said, but she, like, slapped him, and it was really funny.
That is hilarious. What was I going to... You know what? You know, you have Todd, and Talia has Brody. And I have Spinelli.
Well, I have a man on each soap opera. Well, not on all my children.
Right, I have one on each soap opera. I don't want, like, I don't want to keep Brody, like, Brody forever, but, like, Brody is cute and real, I feel, but
well,
he's, like,
yeah.
Not, like...
Okay, okay, you won Greenlee and David together on AMC, okay, Heather?
Yeah, I gave up on wanting David and Annie together, because I thought that would be evil and fun, but now, like, after watching today... I kind of want Greenlee and David together.
Me too. I was looking like, why is y'all putting Ryan and me back together? That's boring. And, like, Erica,
yeah.
To me, I'm sorry. Like, Erica and Ryan were getting really good. And I think it's kind of sweet.
That made me want to vomit so much.
They,
you know what, Heather? It made it an interesting story having Erica and Ryan together.
Yeah, but she
I think
was,
it's...
She
is
grandmother to his
dad. That is like that's the only reason why I didn't want them together is because that because I'm looking like you're old like not to be me because Erica like
wow.
Like she's super pretty for her age like super pretty
okay.
But like
but can I say something when there's an older man younger woman no one is saying a thing but when it's an older woman younger guy people say all the time.
I actually thought they were, like, really good, so I actually kind of didn't mind having Ryan and Erica together. I thought it was something different and new, but, like, she is the grandmother.
Oh, God.
Actually, she is the grandmother of
why is this sick? It's not sick. You know, if,
Diana and Max fit, but Erica and Ryan don't.
I agree with her on the grandmother part and stuff like that, but I actually kind of liked it seeing Ryan and Erica together. It was something different.
It just grossed me out. I wanted to, like, vomit, but it's probably because I've watched all my children since, like, I was born, so, like, I've watched every scene that Ryan's been in, so I'm like, this is just gross. But, like, I hate how people think that David and Greenlee would never be together because, like, of Leo and stuff, and I'm like, they will fight attention one day.
I think it's, like, a waste to, like, I think it was kind of, like, stupid to just start it going right back. Like, how is they just going to have Ryan say, I want to marry you right now and all this kind of stuff out of nowhere and just have Jack come back for Erica? That's just weird. All of it is just crazy.
You know what? The reason why I like Gail kind of Ryan is because, okay, wait. Oh, my God. Okay. You know what? There was a moment that I really miss Terry. She always calmed me down.
Or what? What happened?
Okay, Adam and Annie is sick. I cannot wait for Brooke to kick her ass. Well,
I
you know,
swear, I do not like Annie for nothing. I'm sorry.
You know what?
I used to hate Annie until I met Melissa. And then, like, now I like Annie, but, like, okay, I'm 21, and she's, like, 28, so she's old enough to be my sister, and I think of him to be, like, her grandpa, and I'm like, okay, even if you're a good actor still, I could not imagine kissing that man.
Exactly. He's so old. I would die. I would wonder how much money they give her to just kiss that old man.
Okay, you know what?
I know.
But you know what? They are both dysfunctional as hell. They both are conniving. They are both everything I can say. And so, come on, it's like they almost deserve to be together. I'm sorry. Adam has done some really bad things, and so has Annie. And so they might as well deserve each other. You know what, DP? I hate when people have a problem with AIDS, people's AIDS on soaps. I mean, okay, you know, like, you know what Brandy said, Erica and Ryan are sick, so sick together. Okay, no, you know what? Every day in America, it happens. What we are seeing with the, you know, older woman, younger guy, no one called Demi Moore sick. When her Ashton and Crystal got married, and they all of us almost 20 years apart. So, why is it sick? Please, someone call in and tell me.
Did any of you guys ever root for Aiden and Kendall?
I did the first time when Ryan rode off on his motorcycle because Kendall, like, pretended to cheat with Aiden to, like, get out of jail or something. I don't remember exactly what happened. I liked him then, but this time he was just nuts, though. I did not like him.
He was obsessed with her. That's the point. Like, I didn't like Aiden. Like, I like his character, though, because, like, Aiden is so sexy, and I love his accent, but I didn't like how he started turning delusional and going crazy over Kendall. I was looking like, this is like a little off your character.
You know, I just, you know, I think, yeah, Aiden isn't an issue anymore, really. Yeah, it wasn't an issue when Sonny and Brenda got together.
Not just mention them. I'm sorry.
Of my favorite couples back in the day.
I'm sorry. I hate her. I hate the person that plays her. That's how much I hate her.
Oh, my God. Okay. I've always loved
whatever you're saying. I just hate her.
Well, you know what? Okay. That's okay for you, Hale, but I love the Sunny and Brenda relationship, but I hate it. People are always picking on that. People are always saying that, they're a couple years apart. Well, you know, so what? Age do not matter.
I really didn't pay attention too much of Sunny's relationships. I really like them.
I love Sunny. I don't condone everything he does all the time.
I just love his dimples. That's it. And then when it comes to his dimples, yes. But with everything else, no. Those dimples can get you once in a while.
It's just like, yeah, because Anna on Z8 and Anna on AMC were two different people. You know what, that is true, but you know what, if Zeno Hospital was smart, they could bring Aiden over to Zeno Hospital.
Yeah, but he doesn't, that's what I'm trying to say, though, is that he doesn't even know Robin. They might be cousins, but, like, on Journal Hospital, person than when she was on All My Children.
You are wrong. Because Mac and Robin came on there for a three-day stunt.
Huh?
Anna Devane on AMC was still the same person, Anna from the AIDS. You talked about
I know, she had the same name, but she was like a different, it was like her character was different.
No, you're thinking about Alex.
No, I'm thinking about Anna too. Because Aiden doesn't even know Robin. They never even had a connection at all my children or anything.
You are wrong, it was talked about.
Okay, whatever. I'm not wrong. I've watched All My Children my whole life, and I remember
So have I. Robin came to see Anna on AMC.
Yeah, but Aiden was even there then. But whatever. I'm not going to argue. I know I'm right, but whatever.
Okay. Anna and Aiden talked about there was a scene. Okay, what year do you think Aiden was on AMC?
I don't remember exactly what year he came out. I'm just saying, I remember every scene that I've ever watched. And I've watched AMC, like, religiously. So, but whatever, I'm not going to argue about it anymore.
Okay. Well, Dan, yeah. Yeah, see, for Anna and Alex, and, yeah. Okay, Talia, do you, have you been watching AMC lately?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I mean, like, it's like, the same. I mean, like, sometimes they kind of go overboard and they make the wrong decisions and ways, but, you know, it's not a big deal to me. I mean, they write their show, I guess. I really don't care too much about AMC. I watch it, like, all the time, but, like, they starting to exit because they mismatch too much. But I want to know what Greenlee's going to say. She probably, it'll be funny if she blows Ryan off. Because he's supposed to ask her to marry him or some stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
I hope so, because I don't want them back together. Like, I like them, but I'm like, you're old.
Yeah.
It's so boring. Bring
yes,
me back.
Yes, they are.
Something.
I mean, like, she's been in the...
I loved Ryan and Greenlee.
We loved it. We not saying we love it, but, like, it's like we need to move on. Like, they're already moving on.
Oh, my God. You know what? I don't think so. I don't want to move on. So, you know, Ryan and Greenlee. I don't want to move on. You know, I mean, God, there's a lot of people that are saying, oh, well, they don't fancy to move on from Jason and Liz.
No, but they're different because they never got to really actually have a family video, so they can't say them to move on. It's not like they, now Jason and Sam need to move on. That's who need to move on. Now Jason, Elizabeth, and... Go ahead.
But I've been a total fan of Greenlee and Ryan since day one.
I love Greenlee, right? It's just that since she's been on, like, everything's been going the way it is. I mean, I feel like they should just keep on doing it that way instead of just at least let them keep on doing what they're doing. And then later on, they probably get the night together. Not just, like, right now. She just came back. I mean, that's kind of stupid. And plus, like, Ryan and Greenlee already been together. It's like, I don't really want, I like, I'm not saying they are the cutest couple, like, on there to me, but I really just don't want to see them together right now. I want to see more stuff between, like, all the drama and stuff. I just want to see more. I really don't want to see them together right now, cause it's gonna make too much stuff too sweetie, like too I don't know, too much, too lovey dovey.
Oh, wait, Brandy, I think she did live together. Oh my God, you know what? I'm so, oh my God, you know what, Brandy? I'm so sick of everyone saying, oh, Ryan should make Greenlee work for it. Jason should make. Let's work so let me get back together. Matt, you still have to work to get back together. Jason doesn't have to plead with Liz about taking him back. You know, both of them were in bad relationships. It wasn't like one or the other was, you know, going solo. It was both of them. So before people say, oh, make him work for it, I don't think Jason should have to work for it, or even mine.
Great. Well, I have to do something right quick. Hold on, you guys.
Okay. Wait, that's what I thought, David. I thought, David, Annie... I like David and Annie. Maybe they will still go with that story, but maybe they might turn that around.
Well, it's just boring because, like, he goes out of remission, in remission. He's complaining that he doesn't want Adam to know. Like, there's not much to do with it. Like, I'm assuming that when the guy who plays Adam leaves, like, Jared's cancer is somehow going to do with that. But for now, it's just like, oh, let me have Marissa love me. This is, I don't know, this is boring. I'm done with the cancer thing.
Wait, is JR leaving?
No, not JR. The guy that plays Adam, he's leaving. In, like, March sometime.
Well, let's see. They need to kill the Zunyu Omovan for real. Okay. What was I? What other storylines are you mad at? I'm mad at Young and the Restless, by the way.
I never watched it. Well, actually, I see like one episode one time, and someone was like by the pool doing something. I don't remember. It was like a long time ago when I watched Port Charles, and I was like waiting for that to start.
You move, okay. ESS, okay. Well, I just think right now, I just hope this month of February will go faster than it's going, because it's cancer. Either he survives for good or then he dies. Well, that's true, Brandy. I mean, Bridget. But if he goes and we miss him, then we might have the whole cancer story back again. Okay. So, let's see. You know,
I'm not really looking forward to anything on All My Children right now, except for to see, like, who gets cast as, like, little Adam and, like, of Emma, because I know they're going to be, like, aged or whatever, so I'm excited to see them, but other than that, I'm like, I'll just wait till see what happens.
You know, I'm looking forward to, the memorandum thing for Palmo. Yeah, I wonder when they are going to do, because I haven't seen, like they always do on the soaps when someone dies, in memory. I haven't seen that on there yet.
Well, yeah, because they have to tape the episode, but they probably started taping it or something, I don't know, but I'm hoping it's soon. Like, I hope they don't wait a long time, because, like, when Myrtle died, they kind of waited a while, like,
and
I was like, shouldn't she be dead by now on here?
No, I mean, at the end of the show, if they passed away in, like, a week or two time, they always have it, and then that's what I was talking about. You get it now? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say bring the colons. Oh, well, maybe they could. Only 2 weeks ahead, so they could. I believe they are 2 weeks ahead.
I think it's three, but I don't know, because when I went to this Super Soap Weekend in 2001, 2003, it was one in California before they moved them all to Florida, because, like, they had two there. And Michael E. Knight, who plays Tad, said that they were 3 weeks ahead, but I don't know, because it might have changed since they moved to California, but who knows.
Oh, by the way, you guys, there is a petition to have Brian Franz fired. Okay.
Well, you already told me about that, and I already have my opinion on that, so I'm not going to think.
Wait, what? You don't think Brian Franz should be fired?
No.
Why not?
Because he's the president of Daytime. I just don't see how you could have that happen. I think Guzzo needs to be fired. That's who needs to be fired.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my. Talia, are you back? Talia? Okay. Anyone in the room? Why, just because he's the president of ABC, he is not doing his job.
Okay, well, what do you want him to do? What isn't he doing that you want him to do? Red lights on?
No, you know what? He did not want the lights on. He listened to Kevin Monaco's little cry. Okay? It's all because of him No, we did not get Jason and Liz before this.
Yeah, but you can't even fire for one couple you don't like.
Oh, my God, you okay?
It's the president for three soap operas. That's not just, you can't go based on one soap opera.
Okay, you know what? There's a lot of reasons why he should be fired. There's a lot of reasons. He has fucked up One Life to Live, AMC, Zona Hospital. All of them are so down in the ratings, it is not even funny. But I guess that's okay, right? Because if our soaps go out the window, you're not going to blame Brian Vaughn?
No, I'd blame the writers. They're the ones that write the show.
Oh, my
people stop watching. That's why they go down.
Oh, my God. Okay, okay. Okay, everyone in the room, do you think I'm crazy? Or am I right on this? Please, call in. Tell me. Because Franz has his butt so far up his ass with everything he's done with Jason and Liz, Maxie and Spinelli, bringing Jonathan Jackson back, which wasn't needed. He does dictate to the writers. I can't believe you are really being naive and to think that, you know, it's the writers' fault that this is not happening. The writers wanted Jason and Elizabeth. The writers wanted to write for them. Gusha loves killing Monica.
If they wanted to do it, they would have done it then.
Oh, BS! Fraud is so obvious. Then I have to ask, it isn't funny.
Whatever, I guess I'm not going to give my opinion anymore.
Heather, of course you can give your opinion, but what's really going on? Yeah, well, okay, Fonz has repeatedly come on and mocked our fan base, and you cannot tell me he isn't throwing waiting to happen. Talia, are you back? Oh, we have a new call. Hello? 408, hello? 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 Can you hear us? 408? Hello? You need to press 1. Hello? Hello? Okay. 408, please talk. Is anyone in the room? Is anyone 408? Eric Cohn? Hello? Heather, are you still here?
Yeah, but I don't know who that is.
I know. 408, you're on the air. Press 1 if you want to come on and talk. I don't think, well, everyone is blaming fraud. That's the thing. We would not be in this mess. Hello? 408? Okay. Okay. And every time a certain actress has a problem, she gets what she wants. And you don't think Fond is not doing that? 408, I hope you call back in. Okay. Yeah. With it, Brandy, am I wrong on this bond, or am I? Heather, why are you not talking?
I have nothing more to say about it.
Well, we have a lot of things to say about it. We are angry. And we know it's because of this one man. We know.
I'm just saying, I don't think, okay, maybe it is his fault, but you can't blame one person. Other people work for the show, too. It's not just him.
Oh,
the writers,
okay.
The writers are to blame, too. It's not just
Brian.
Oh,
my God, wait. And Brian is controlling the writers.
Because he's the president of Daytime. If he's controlling them, that means he's probably their boss. And that's why. Your boss controls you. That's
okay,
their
and,
dog.
And you know what? For him tanking all three soaps about having him with his
Well, none of them have been canceled yet. All my children moved to L.A., so they would avoid cancellation. One Life to Live,
I don't know
what happened. They're bringing all the Kramers back. Like, they haven't been canceled yet, so obviously they're doing fine.
They are doing fine. Okay, everyone in the room, did you think... okay. Oh, you are. Okay, I don't blame Kevin completely. You wanna... and where did you hear this? My princess, Steve wanted Jason and Liz.
No, I'm not asking her where did she hear this. I'm saying where did they hear that he wanted to fire Frank for getting best writing on One Life to Live. That's what I was asking where they heard it.
Okay, good. It's working. Okay. Hold on. 408. Hello? 408. You need to press 1. Hello? Okay. 408. Okay.
I don't think whoever that is there.
What?
I said, I don't think that person's there.
Okay, they called back in. Wait, if you want to just listen to the show, that's okay, but... If you want to be on the air, just press 1. Hello? Okay. I wonder where 408 is. Well, it was said a long time ago, Heather, in this room, it's all over. Taya, are you back? Taya. Hello? 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 Oh, my God. Hello? Okay. Okay, I'm on my own, you guys. Everyone's kind of... Okay. Brandy and... Mob, Brenda, was I wrong? What was I saying?
You guys are back. Sorry for the wait.
Oh, no, Heather hung up. She got mad at me.
Why?
Because I said Franz has been responsible for a lot of things happening, and she doesn't believe me.
Oh, that sucks.
Do you What's your thing on phones?
I mean, like, I really don't personally know what phone. Like, I really don't know really nothing about phones or just, all I know is that, like, I hear that sometimes Franz is, like, the bad guy and Grizz is the bad guy. I mean, like, that's what I hear. I hear stuff about them. I really don't know nothing about them personally. I really can't say my opinion because I don't know nothing about them, too. I think that sucks, though, that you guys aren't mad at each other for that, though.
I mean, you know what, but okay, Brandy and Bridget, was I wasn't being mean, was I?
I mean, no, that's not. I mean, y'all both got your own opinion. I mean, she said she thought that. I mean, y'all could have just both had your opinion and dropped it. I don't think neither one of y'all was wrong. That's just how y'all both feel. She doesn't think he was wrong, and you do. I mean, that's just. I feel like y'all both had y'all own opinion. I don't think it was bad.
Well, I just, you know, I think I'm, you know. Okay, yeah, the thing is, I know, Talia, I know you're young, and I'm not saying you're dumb or anything, but he slammed our fan base by telling us that we can be trained by what we are seeing. Yeah, we have our own opinions, and, you know, it's 408, are you there? You know what's crazy? For the past 10 minutes, this phone number is on the air, but no one is speaking. Yeah. You know what? And you know what? I am sorry that Heather and I got in that. I mean, I don't think it was a big fight, you guys. I just know that we can all have our opinions, but I've been watching soaps for so long, and I've just seen what this guy had done to all three soaps.
Right.
You know, and it just breaks my heart every time, because I see it happening. And, you know, I want to do something. Okay. So, what should we talk about? We have 37 minutes left. Terry should be calling in the, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I just really just want Lyson together. I just really want to just, it's just that I don't like, for me, I really personally just don't like any of the Jason fans who think that Jason really don't deserve to be together. I feel like they, like, it's just the point that I'm so mad because, like, they got a chance to be together. They just don't understand where we're coming from. They just think that Jason and Elizabeth shouldn't be together because of their separate life. Well, there's no such thing as separate life. I mean, you have the job that you get. I mean, there's no such thing as that reality and all stuff like that. Life is life. Life is life. And if you can't deal with it, you can. And if you can't, you can't. I mean, like, there's no such thing as one part of the world has danger and one part of the world doesn't. Everywhere you go every day, you're going to have some kind of obstacle that you have to overcome. I mean, it's not no thing where just because you're a mobster, you have all the danger to overcome and nothing else is dangerous around people's world. So I really just want to see them together and stop acting so scared of the world and everything that they think they can't be together. It's just so stupid. They need to realize that they can.
Yeah, I think I'm mad because, you know, I don't think what I was saying was, oh, hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is Carly and, Tanya. Oh my God, I'm so glad you called in.
This would be Bridget.
Oh, Bridget, I am so happy you called in. I thought it was, but I didn't want to, you know, grow up. What are you thinking about everything that just went down?
Well, everybody has their own opinion. And just by what I've read and anything Franz ever says is a bunch of horse pucky anyway. I mean, he just downgrades the soap genre. He has no respect for anybody or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I'm mad, because so, you know, the past 3 months, 4 months, they have been attacking Rebecca Hurst. But the moment we say anything bad about Sam and Kelly Monaco, we are the wrong ones. And I'm so sick of hearing about how bad Rebecca's doing, blah, blah, blah. It just angers me because she's the better actress of the two, in my opinion. And what is your opinion on it?
Well, Becky has the experience. She's been there for over 10 years. And Kelly, she may look good, but she just is, it doesn't come across. She just looks flat, and she doesn't really have a story. She's in everybody else's story, but they just don't know how to put her. She's flying around in different directions all the time.
Yeah, and I just think that but this fan base, meaning Jason and Liz, we have been here for the past 10 years and we are not moving and we are not giving up. And have you been watching Zeno Hospital? Have you been the one, you know, people that have given up because of what you see on the screen?
That again?
Okay, yeah, I was just saying, have you blocked Zeno Hospital out? Oh, have you been actually watching it, even after Jason and Liz broke up?
Well, no, I haven't. I've been on YouTube and I catch up through there. I just lost, when they did that to them, that just turned me off, because a lot of my watching was because of them. And
right.
The good writing, it's just, there's no good writing. It's slapped together. It's missing things. The history is gone. They have just totally ruined that soap for me. I'm just sad that it happened like this. And the way that the soaps are dying,
yeah,
it won't be on long if they keep going the way they're going.
Yeah, it won't.
And it isn't all the writers' fault. They have to go by their boss's rules, too, just like anybody else would on a regular day.
Yeah.
You know? Why fire the writers? They're just doing what they're told to do.
That's how I feel.
You should be a leader instead of trashing fan bases and doing fan war base wars, and it's just sad. I feel bad for the soap genre.
You know, today was the first time in 8 months that a couple finally had a scene, and it was at the end of the day, and it will continue to be tomorrow. And if they can get Jason and Liz back on track, I'm all for it.
Will they? That's the thing. They've done this before. They've put
yes,
in a scene
they have.
And got our hopes up, and then slam us right back down like they just want us to watch. And then, they're watching, so we'll just go back to what we think that they like, and we're not liking it. People are turning off. They're doing things. They don't want to watch General Hospital because there's nothing to watch.
There's nothing
but
to watch. It's boring.
And Mob and Baby Daddies and cheating and calling people whores and sluts and that. I'm sorry. I don't. If I ever had kids, I wouldn't want them watching this soap. Why would I want to do that? It's sad. It's very depressing because it used to be a great soap. I could come home when I was younger and watch it from head to toe, and it would keep me riveted. Now,
exactly.
It just It's sad. It's very sad. It's like they want to ruin it. They want to kill it off and put something else on.
Well, that's on them. Their show will be canceled and everybody else will be on and they'll just be looking stupid.
Well, yeah, there's no real character to root for. It's like you get interested in a couple and 2 months later they're
killing
each other or breaking up or, I mean,
it's like every couple you're into, they just mess up. Every couple you're into, they just ruin.
And I'm sorry, they should have never put Sam back with Jason.
Never.
First time
I mean,
was
like
hard enough. This time is brutal. They don't act like they want to be together.
Mm-hmm.
When they are together, it's fake. I mean, there's no.
It's no chemistry. Like
there
Steve
isn't.
Looks like he
it's
wants
like
to like hurry up and
like
get done.
She's wallpaper to him. She
yes.
Drinks coffee. She sits on his couch like she did 3-4 years ago. I mean,
yeah.
What's any different than what they're doing now?
It's boring. Like
she has no purpose there. She's in everybody else's storyline for what reason? Just to slap her there and hope she sticks.
You know, I mean, I'm still tuning in because I enjoy, you know, still some of the characters. Yeah, I get mad after I watch it, but I'm not giving up on this couple because I believe with everything we are doing, with every voice that we are raising this time, I believe that we are going to get it because there's no way out of this crap for General Hospital, but putting the couples that need to be back together.
Well, the thing is, I'm sorry, but after telling a woman that you'll kill her for watching his son get kidnapped, hire thugs to try to scare them away from Jason. I mean, he wouldn't have done that for Robin. Look how long it took him to forgive Robin.
That's exactly what nobody gets. Everybody's always
saying that. Oh, oops. Slap your hand. It's okay. My son could have died, but, you know, oh, you're the love of my life, but I'll kill you? I mean, that just, they have no consistent history. It's like they're writing for...
It's like they just put it together without thinking. Like they just said, oh, we're going to put it together, and they just didn't even think about like everything that they just went through or whatever. It's just they just left everything together and just left it how it was.
And this them not talking about it is it's like saying right there they shouldn't be together. I mean, if you're in a relationship, you would communicate and get over what happened somehow, but they're not talking about it.
Right, they never even mentioned it. They just got back together like nothing ever happened. Like, it's like they just got together and like nothing. Like, it's like they didn't talk about anything. Like, they all of a sudden were just friends and now they're boyfriend, girlfriend. They didn't even talk about anything.
Yeah,
well, the thing is, if they're going to write her her own story.
Right.
Away from Jason.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to be so self-respected and redeeming herself, and they're whitewashing her to make her look like a saint, then write a story for her instead of putting her with everybody else.
Exactly.
Yeah, I believe in this couple. And Jason and Liz and I can't stop fighting for them. I mean, I waited 10 years for this. If I have to wait another 3, 5, 10, I will. But I saw the scene between Elizabeth and Sam today, and I just wanted to go through my TV and punch Sam. When she told Elizabeth, well, I just got myself respect back, and I just really wanted to laugh, because that is so not true.
Yeah, talking about how she respects herself, and how she changed, and I'm looking like, you are pathetic. You're, oh, gosh.
Well, she hasn't really changed.
At all.
She if she really was getting her self-respect back, she would have never gone back to Jason.
Exactly.
She would have been far away
from
him. She would have got a new man. She would have got herself together. Where did she get her men from? I've never heard her say she was truly sorry to Elizabeth, or, you know, she might have said it to Jason, but she never actually had any amends for anything.
I don't remember her saying that to neither one. She never even, not once, thought of going to Elizabeth and say, well, I'm so sorry for all the things I did to you. And just, she didn't even do that. But you just get back with Jason just to get back with him. She's probably hoping Jason doesn't even say anything about it. She's probably like, please don't bring it up. Please don't bring it up. That's why she didn't probably want to see Elizabeth.
And the thing that really ticks me off is they think that Elizabeth is a saint. She has never once claimed that she was a saint.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything she has ever done, she's owned up to.
Yes, she has.
She never told her. Everybody else has stapled that into her brain that she's a saint. Well, you know,
yes.
She had every right to say what she did to Sam today. And I
exactly,
wish Lizzie
yes.
would come out even more. She needs
exactly.
to slam all these people that have tried to push her as being a saint.
Exactly, because she never said anything about it. But, oh, she thinks she's a saint. She thinks she's that. She never said anything. She's just like, you guys put it in her mouth. I mean, you guys just say it. She doesn't make you guys say that stuff. She just does what she does. And when she does it, she doesn't say, oh, well, I didn't do that. And says and looks around and acts like she didn't do anything. She actually says, well, I did do that. And you know what? I can't say sorry, but, you know, I'm going to try to fix it. But, I mean, like, that's all she can do. But you're not going to make her look stupid and feel bad and stuff like that.
Well, just like that episode when she got her leg cut and Sam came in there and she said, called her a saint, and she said, well, I'm a saint. I clean up dirty diapers and puke and everything else, but, oh, I'm a saint. You know?
Right.
People staple that, and it just drives me nuts.
Exactly.
And then they turn around and do this. It's just crazy.
You know, when I got mad, every time Sam is on there, lately, it's just been like 2 minutes, and I'm thankful that, you know, it's not a whole half an hour about her, because I cannot stand her. And I was the idiot that voted her for Dancing with the Stars before I knew any better. Yeah, I just can't stand. I just cannot stand the name Sam some days, because that character has no redeeming value to come back and may have this made her, like, they try to redeem her, but they can't. You know, and that's why
they should have never left or put her away from Lucky. The way they broke up was so stupid.
So stupid.
I mean,
they could have did anything else but that.
It was stupid. 1 minute
they
in
the
hot tub and he's calling her Elizabeth. I mean, what the heck are you doing, people?
I know,
and
you could have ended that a long time ago. Exactly.
I mean,
like, you choose now just to have him say Elizabeth's name in the hot tub, and they've been in the hot tub like how many times, and now you guys choose for him to say that. That's kind of stupid.
Well, you know, at least with Lucky, she had her own story with him. And she wasn't following him around like a puppy dog, and she was actually involved in the story. But now it's like she's a robot. She's going back. She's being Jason's lapdog. Sitting on the couch, eating Chinese food. Jason, you make a great father. Pulling the
together.
She's
if you want to tell him that, you might as well just tell him to go. You might as well just tell him to go be with Elizabeth. You're telling him he's a great father. I mean, you might as well, because that's what he's going to do. If he's going to claim Jake, he's going to want to be with Elizabeth. I mean, like...
Well, and they've got Jason so OCC.
Exactly.
He's not the mob enforcer with a heart of gold anymore. When you are going to shoot your best friend's son that he just found out is his son, I'm sorry. That is just idiotic. and let Johnny go because he knew that Dante was Sonny's son for how long?
Oh, he only knew for like a...
Oh, I'll kill Dante.
Right.
Oh, it's...
Okay.
They're not consistent in their storylines. They're jumping back and forth so much, you don't know what the hell's going on.
And I feel like Jason, like, shouldn't be too much involved with the whole study, and I think because that has nothing to do with it, then he's going to be caught in the middle for no reason. So I feel like he shouldn't even be involved in none of that. If Sonny goes to jail, let him go to jail.
The thing that really ticks me off is Jason can't be with his son, the woman he loves, and Cameron, but he can be with Christina, Molly, Morgan,
exactly.
Michael, Jocelyn, be the godfather to Jocelyn, but he can't take care of his own son and his own family?
That's why you know that they have no excuses now. It's just so dumb. It's been, especially now that they bought Jocelyn and the whole thing. I mean, now they just messed up everything. Now we all know that they cannot say that Jason shouldn't be with his son now. That would just be so stupid because everybody knows
and
he's the godfather.
So bad for Elizabeth to tell Carly what Sam did to her and the boys.
Yes.
I swear.
I want Carly to go off on her like you wouldn't believe.
Exactly.
I want her to just, excuse my French, bitch slap that cow till kingdom come.
Yeah, it's like that would be all I'm waiting for because I'm a Carly fan. And I just want Carly to just, because I love the pool, when they were on the pool table fighting a couple of years ago, Sam and Carly, and I just wanted Carly to wipe the floor with her. Well, I really want Carly to wipe the floor with her now.
Well, and the thing is, I think Carly and Elizabeth could be great frenemies.
Exactly.
Her background.
Yeah, they could.
They've both been left when they were kids. Liz's parents went to Europe without her. They basically have had no parental influence themselves.
Yeah.
They both, I mean, they've got a lot of same interest or same feelings. And I think they would be great friends. They would just give them a chance to explore that.
Exactly.
And really see each other's point of view. I mean,
instead of having her be friends with somebody that doesn't even understand her, who's a fake and doesn't even truly love Jason, she's just doing something. I don't know what Sam's up to, but I can't wait for her to just go off on something. That's gonna be like one of the coolest episodes ever. Like, I just can't wait.
Oh yeah, I'd sit and watch it live just to see it.
Yeah,
it was great episode.
You know,
but
it's like
I'm afraid to write for Jason and Liz because I think they really know that they could bring it to the table.
Exactly, and I don't know what they're scared of.
They've got the experience. They're best friends in real life. They bring it to the table every time.
And you know, today I don't know if you saw today. Even though you know it was on for like you know less than a minute, you saw Jason and Liz at their finest.
Well, they bring out the best in each other.
Exactly.
He's not just the mobster. He could be, you know, he can separate the mob from being a parent and a husband.
Exactly. And it's no different. It's just a job. I mean,
that.
Exactly. I mean, he does. It's a job. It's not like just because it's called he's a mobster that like why. Like, I mean, it should change a lot, but it's a job. Just like you're a nurse. Just like he's a police. I mean, like it's like they make it out of a big deal. I mean, he could do so much more than just go out shooting or worrying about shipments or worrying about Sunny all the time. He could do so much more, and that's the only way he could do that is with Elizabeth. Sam just makes him do it even more.
Well, the thing is, he got his balls back when he was with Elizabeth.
Yeah, he
did.
Because
he separated himself from Sonny. He did his own thing, made time for Elizabeth.
Yeah, he started not being like, I shouldn't really answer the phone this time. He was like, because he knew, like, how Elizabeth would love spending time with him. He was like, you know what, this time, I'm going to just, you know what, Sonny, you have to be cut off for a second. He's like, I'm with my mother.
Exactly. And now he's back to being Sonny's lapdog again.
Exactly, and like,
you know.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong,
they
I like.
Say he's gonna jump.
Yes, and exactly. It's like, don't get me wrong, I like, in ways, I like Sunny and Jason's relationship, but I feel like Jason gets treated so wrong when it comes to Sunny. Like, today when Christina was like, what do you see in him? He was like, he's a good man, even though he made a lot of mistakes. Jason, you see too many good things, because I don't, like, I'm on with Christina in a way. How can you see so much in Sunny?
Okay. Well, that's all he's used to since his brain damage.
Right,
he
yeah.
doesn't know anything better. And Liz was that. You know, she said in the safe house, you got black, you're on and off. You're no there, you don't have any middle. And Elizabeth is his middle.
Yes. It's like, for once, you don't have to go to jail. I mean, like, you don't have to be interrogated. I mean, like, just, you know, just take a rest or something. Oh, gosh.
Well, I'm sorry, but Jason is getting too old to be a mob enforcer. They need to grow him, get some growth on him.
Yeah.
He could still be in the mob.
Yeah, but have him doing some more.
Let him grow
different.
Up. I mean, let
yes.
him expand from being the enforcer and be sitting everybody else's kid his own.
Like, as they say.
Stupid.
As they say, Jason gives good advice, but the wrong thing he does, he doesn't even follow it himself. He gives great advice to other people, but yet he doesn't even do the things that he say himself. I mean, like,
well, exactly.
Jason,
he tells everybody else, but he can't take his own advice.
Yeah, he does give good advice, but he doesn't even take it from himself. He really needs to, and Elizabeth can show him so much more, because Jason doesn't know that much about, like, you know, all that, like, stuff that Elizabeth does. Like, Jason's more about mobbing, you know, knowing what he has to do when somebody hurts the people he loves. Jason doesn't know more than that, so now he needs somebody who can show him that. Sam doesn't show him that. She shows him even more of what he already knows, and that's boring. We want to see him get out there more, you know, go to the parks all the time, you know, like, have
hey.
Sam fight mm-hmm. and stuff.
Hey, can you
what
hear us?
Bonnie and Clyde. What's that?
No, I got another call at 408. They've been calling in all night, and they call in, and they don't say anything.
Uh-oh.
So 408.
Jeez,
yeah.
Sam, caller.
That's what I keep thinking.
We don't need them telling how hot they are.
Right.
I'm so tired of them. All they can say is how hot they are. Well, you know, there's got to be more than hotness. This Bonnie and Clyde baloney, she can't even save herself out of a paper bag, let alone be hit.
I swear.
Bonnie to...
The reason in, like,
I
that
mean,
whole...
She gets saved more than Elizabeth. I'm sorry, Elizabeth at least can take care of herself.
And, yeah, she can handle it until, you know, Jason comes around. So, like, she knows how to handle it. See, I'm going to be like, oh, my God, you know, I need somebody to save me, panicking and everything. You're supposed to be this strong person in this
hey,
PI.
Wait, you guys, there's a call, another call coming in. Hello?
Hello, that's so funny. You're so funny. As soon as you saw my number pop up.
Yes. Because I don't wait.
See, you're always on the phone laughing. Every time we call, you come in, you're laughing.
Well, who's laughing at me? I crack up.
You. As soon as
I know.
And my teacher let us out late tonight, so late. Well, not late, but he let us out early last time, so he let us out.
Well,
at our
you know
time
what?
Tonight.
I want to go see your teacher, okay?
So what? So did everybody love the liaison scene, even though it was a really short scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did? I mean, we didn't hear.
But I can't wait till tomorrow.
I know, me too. I hope they get to talk.
Because that's when Lucky sees them hugging, and I hope Jason lets him have it. Because bromance, baloney. This bromance between him and Lucky is so stupid. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Considering Jason knows Lucky's history of pulling all the his crap through the years, that just is... Oh,
but now he
nuts.
Wants to be lovey-dovey with Lucky. You know
what? Lucky slept with Sarah, her sister, a long time ago. Remember when Jacob Young played the role? she slept with her.
Well, the thing is,
sister.
He caused Elizabeth to get raped because he ditched her from that dance.
Yeah, he
so
did.
He is at fault
right.
for her getting raped. I don't
yeah.
care how they spin it. The one that started all this. And
what does Sam
sorry.
Do to Jason? He is too nice to Lucky. Now, I don't like it. Like, what does Sam do to him? Like, what is up with you and Lucky? I like the, you know what, get out of my face, Lucky kind of thing. I don't like this, oh, Lucky, you know what, it'll be okay.
Well,
I don't
like
this.
The Greg Vaughn Lucky when he
Me
him and
too.
Jason would fight.
Yep.
Greg Vaughn's body.
JJ, and I wish he would shave that beard because...
I know.
Looks like he's going through puberty. He's got patches all over his face from no hair.
Like I said before, he's a crybaby. I don't like it. He's a punk.
Oh.
He's a crybaby.
He's,
they need Greg Vaughn.
He looks like a baby.
Summer. I know.
At least Greg Vaughn looked like a man.
Man,
he
exactly. Looks like a kid. He's like, oh my God. He's like
growth.
A teenage little boy. He's like, oh my gosh, Elizabeth, you slept with my brother. Oh my God. And just crying everywhere. He cried more than Elizabeth. And she's a girl.
Yeah, oh my
Ron
God,
is
yes.
holier than thou. Me, me, me. Oh, you cheated on me twice. Well, he cheated on her with Sarah twice. Maxie, Sam.
Yeah.
But she's supposed to forgive him for all his discretions?
Well,
oh,
as
sorry,
I said, I don't exactly
so
say, I don't exactly call Jason Elizabeth cheating. I
me
called
either.
Them.
It was love.
I called them
Maybe,
love, yes.
Yeah.
Lucky cheated.
This has been
that.
Brewing for 10 years, him and that, her and Night of Passion.
Lucky and Maxie cheated. And you know what? Elizabeth needed somebody, so she went to Jason. Jason pulled her little hairpin out, you know, and things went from
actually, Talia, it was like whiskey. It was something really strong. Sorry. I just remember that.
Tequila.
Yeah, oh, tequila.
Tequila
that?
Gets Elizabeth into trouble.
I know.
She needed to quit. Lick it, slap it, suck it. I'm sorry. Look what she
they
had
went,
the
they
brothers.
Didn't come in front of the couch. They was behind the couch. They were behind the couch.
Oh, that was my favorite part of that.
I
oh,
know, the way
he
just pulled
that.
Her
oh.
down.
Oh.
But
he
didn't look
her
about.
Hot. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That I just was sweating when I was watching that whole episode with them. It was like, oh, yeah. Come on, let's go.
Oh, yes. I missed that.
Yep, I missed Liaison.
They missed
the mark on that.
They had you doing stuff you wouldn't even do towards a TV. And that's the weird thing about it. They had you having, I had butterflies when I saw them. When I was seeing them together, I had butterflies. I was like, oh my gosh, they're together. I was like, wow, I never really had
Finally.
Butterflies. I don't even do that with boys. I mean, like, come on. I mean, in a way I do, but, you know, not the way I do with license. It's, like, crazy.
Even their scene today gave me butterflies in my stomach. To be able to see them again after all this time, even if
yeah.
it's 30 seconds, you know?
And the way that's, like, the way they did the scene, it's like Steve knew he was sitting ready and, like, had, like, the scene with Becky. It's like he knew that he was going to bump into, like, Elizabeth the way that. It's like he didn't just walk into Kelly's, like, no, it's like he was ready, getting ready to hold
yeah.
Elizabeth. I was looking like, that's cool. Like, he actually, it was like Steve was ready to hurry up and have that scene with Becky. He couldn't wait to get out of that house with Tim. I was so happy.
I know.
He rushed. He was like, you know what, whatever. And he just left. I was like, yeah, you go, Jason.
He couldn't get out there.
Well, would you
want
to stay with that when you have to look at the bags under her eyes and the nose in her forehead?
I know her big forehead. She has two bumps on her face, too. I noticed it.
And Liz?
Her makeup doesn't even work. Whoever does her makeup, they suck because I saw two bumps on her.
Well.
I saw one by her mouth and, like, one of her
Kelly
chin.
Any favors. She's looking
he better not kiss her no more. He shouldn't kiss her anymore. Or something
oh.
happens.
Well, he wipes his mouth every time he has to kiss her. Stupid lip gloss that he hates.
I know.
At least with Elizabeth, he got all into it, and you could tell.
I know. And she probably has
wow.
some nice lip gloss on. She has trampy lip gloss on. And Elizabeth had all that shiny lip gloss. I bet he was happy to kiss her. out, man.
Yeah. Well, but you saw the chemistry between them, too.
Yes, it's like Steve is boring working with Kelly Mai. It's because it's boring. Like,
yes.
it's like he doesn't have any kind of fun working with her.
And he's like a robot.
Yeah, I know, right? He's like a robot.
When Jason was sitting on the couch with
Sunny,
with Sam, I was
like, whole time, back on the couch, baby, eating Chinese food and
seeing
Jason.
Yeah.
In whiny voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, she drives me insane. I can't stand that character.
I know he misses Elizabeth. I mean, like Rebecca and Steve said before, they said that being best friends, as them being friends with them, close with them, it's easier for them to work on screen. It's like they don't even have to practice anything because it's just easy. And I was looking like, I bet you it ain't easy for Kelly Monaco. She'd probably be complaining half of the time, calling them like, oh my gosh, I really don't like this. Can you guys come and change this? I bet you she does that. If I was there, I would step on her.
Carly, did you tell me today?
So I can look good.
Yep.
Does my lipstick look nice for him, this scene?
Yeah.
If I ever wrote...
Are my lines on the ceiling so I can read them?
I know. Is my jacuzzi in the right place?
I've ever seen in my life.
Is my jacuzzi hot enough right now? Can I get a towel?
Oh, my God.
I could just hear her complaining. Exactly. Can you come and fix my hair? I see something hanging out of it. I think I need a little brush. I mean, I can hear her complaining right now.
I need more practice. I can't act without your practice.
I think I need Steve by my side. I think Jason needs to be right here for me to do this and do that.
Can I buy some of your Mono V so I look better? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sarcastic.
Okay, you know what? Okay, you guys.
You know, I call it the way I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay, it's 3 minutes remaining. But Blizzard,
really?
Wait, you are Blizzard, right? The one on the phone, right? Your real name is Blizzard, right? Am I wrong, or what's your name?
My screen name's Wyoming Ranch Girl because I'm from Wyoming.
Okay.
And yep. So yes,
I
I'm a real cowgirl. So yeah.
I love you in chat room.
Yeah. So I'm pretty yeah. I call them as I see them. I don't waste any time on this.
Exactly.
You know, I call it spade a spade.
Yes. Exactly.
Well,
I
you know,
know.
But because I would like you to call in more because I love having all of us. This is fun. I mean,
I know.
Yeah, this is so much fun. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, hopefully we will get a really good scene tomorrow.
Are we getting a scene tomorrow for sure?
Well, Lucky's got to catch him.
Yeah.
Lucky's
yeah.
supposed to catch him hugging
okay.
tomorrow.
Okay.
And then they're
going to
go off on each other.
God, I can't wait to see
but
that.
I don't want Lucky to find Elizabeth on Friday. I wish
I hope he does
her.
It.
I wish
I just
he would be concerned about her and worry about her and say, oh, I think I need to go check on her. I don't think Lucky
I hope they just meant Jason's name. You know, they accidentally put Lucky's name. I hope they meant Jason's name. You know, he finds her,
you
know.
Yeah. You know, I've never been a Lucky fan. Sorry, people, but Lucky just doesn't do it for me.
He doesn't.
I never liked Lucky.
I never liked Lucky.
He's an abuser. I mean,
yes.
He's a bastard.
He keeps telling Elizabeth, oh, we are the one true love. Well, you may think you're one true love, but you got
to. He tries to turn everything on her.
He's got the real thing wearing leather.
Right. He tries to turn everything on her. Boo hoo, you're not Jason. Who cares? Stop whining about it.
Yes.
And they should have never put Booby with Liz. Nick, I can't stand
yes.
either.
Oh, yeah,
Hooter
no,
is, oh, my God.
Nick is reportedly going to be leaving.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
I hope he dies off his plane or something. I really don't care unless he's gone.
I hope Lucky and Nick take each other out.
I know. That would be
sayonara. Hasta la vista, baby.
Lucky should have just let... I mean, we all... Some of this could have been resolved if Lucky would have let Sam fall off the bridge. You know, and, if he would have just let her fall, slip a little bit, be like, oops, sorry, Sam. You know, she just falls down, and we'd all be happy.
The text message killer should have done his job. Instead of killing Georgie, he should have whacked Sam right off the bat.
Exactly.
Yep.
And with Georgie coming back the 26th,
that is so sad.
I wish
that's stupid.
They should have never done that.
They shouldn't have
done
that.
That's just like Alan being a ghost. That was just a waste. They could have kept him on contract instead of having him go to wherever he went.
And now he's going to do Days of Our Life. Alan is.
Yep.
It's stupid. Why bring Georgie back? What is Georgie going to bring that everybody... Like, Georgie was a good character, but not bring her back as a ghost
because
is not going to be very interesting.
My thing is, Georgie has always been Maxie's conscience.
Yeah,
she has. She's always told her the right and wrong. She's always been there for her to try to keep her out of trouble.
So
Georgie is a pivotal part of Maxie. Because Maxie, even though she did stupid things, she did listen to Georgie. And I think
she did.
She had a lot of regrets that died. So I think this will kind of right the wrongs of all the past between them. But this is GH, so anything can happen.
By the way, you guys, we are off. We are on overtime.
Oh, well.
So.
I'm having too much fun, and you want to make me leave?
Oh, no. I haven't watched the whole episode yet, but what did you think about... Carly, did you tell me what Sam said to Elizabeth? You need to get your self-respect back?
They were talking, and I guess Elizabeth bumped into Sam, and then she was just like, she was asking her how did her and Jason get back together and, like, not talk about anything or not even think that anything happened between them, like the whole Jake thing and stuff like that. She was like, so how do you do it? I need you to tell me. And then Sam started talking about how she gained her own respect back and how all this other kind of stuff. I was looking like, you are
she made
so
amends
stupid.
To all these people,
you know,
and it was but Lizzie came out full force and slammed Sam where it hurt.
Okay, I'm going to watch it when I get home tonight.
It's a good scene.
It was a good scene. I actually liked it. It was good.
Because she had Sam crawling in her skin.
Thinking that Elizabeth was actually trying to get a bite from it. Then when it was over, she just hit her with a big punchline and she left. I was like, nice.
But the sad thing is, Sam never once told Jason that she had
exactly.
seen Elizabeth.
Exactly. I was so mad. I was like, you had the nurse to come in there and ask him about Christina, but you didn't even tell him about Elizabeth. Because she knows that
Jason's
going to get all...
That's why she said to Jason, you would make such a great father.
She's
progressing. She's not going forward. She's going back to her old ways. I don't think she's changed a bit.
She's trying to keep stuff away from him about Elizabeth because she knows that Jason's going to get all googly-eyed about Elizabeth. Like, oh, my gosh, like, what happened and stuff like that. And, I think I need to go talk to her and see if she's okay. And she knows he's going to do that. So she gets all scared and doesn't tell him. She should be worried and should be scared because she doesn't have nothing on Elizabeth. So as Jason hears her name or anything like that, he's going to be like, excuse me. And he's going to probably... I want to see Jason hit her. I mean,
You know Jason is never going to hit a woman as much as we want.
I just want to see him accidentally, like, hit her. Like he's, like, trying to do a fire person. You know, he's, like, with...
He nearly wanted to kill her.
I want to know who she's texting all the time.
I know.
It's so important how he's texting and leaving. When she got, when Jason found her, she was texting on the phone. And Thanksgiving, she was texting on the phone. She's texting somebody. Something's going on. So
Ever since she so-called saved Jason, everything's been weird about her. There's something off about her because you're not just going to escape Jerry and just save Jason.
I want to know who Johnny picks to help him get Sonny. It's Ethan, but I think it's Jerry.
I think so, too.
Or Jack.
Yeah, me too.
Or even Jax. Cause he's.
I don't think Jax want to get into no more stuff after what he just did to Carly. I don't think he want to get into no more stuff. If he do, then he really don't want Carly back.
Yeah.
So it's either Ethan or Jerry.
I don't think
Ethan would go that far.
No, I miss
I think it's
him.
Jerry.
I vote for Jerry, too.
I'll vote for Jerry.
Yeah,
I think
too.
They should bring him back, because he is so awesome as evil.
They need to bring him back. He's awesome, but it's going to bring out the truth about Sam. I just really want him back so it could bring out the truth about Sam and, you know, Jason could just, you know, dump her really bad.
And the thing that makes me laugh... things that make me laugh so much is that supposedly Sam looked into Dante's record.
What?
And didn't
really?
Know that he was a cop.
She did.
Hello. She went in and tried to find all this stuff about Dante and never
oh
once
my God. Yeah.
Did him as a cop. So something's up there, too.
Yeah.
She can't do
oh
her job.
God.
She can't do her job because she does fail that. Yeah.
What kind of PI is she?
And Spin got on his computer and found out within, what, 2 minutes?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
and you're telling me she couldn't do that, how much
find
she
anything
knows.
Out. I mean, they're just, oh. She's
and now she's trying to sound, and now she's trying to get evidence for Sunny just to suck up to Jason just to make herself
yeah.
look
good. Oh, and
that's
that
why
day,
she party.
Oh.
That
that's
why she fighting
with her coming in with hooker boots and getting
yes.
a gun from for
yeah.
Sunny. That was the stupidest. Oh, there was no point for that.
Cause she wants to prove to Jason that she's
idiotic.
Loyal. She wants to prove
oh,
to Jason
well,
she's loyal.
Kissing his ass like she always.
Yes, she is kissing his.
Bringing him coffee
butt.
And Chinese
yeah.
and beer and.
What was I going to say? You guys, for the people that don't know, Monday night, there's a special Jason and Liz on Liz on Radio is having an hour or so from 7 to 8, you know, my time, Pacific, you know, the 8, you know, the West Coast. And
all tomorrow is evening.
Well, yeah, but... she's having her on Monday, and then I'm going to be following her at 8 o'clock to probably 9:30 my regular time.
I hope we get good news from Steve, or at least something kind of hit or something.
Me too.
I need something, though, at least from Steve, because you know he's like the person that works with the people, you know, it'll be kind of helpful.
But. You know what, he might give, he might not give it up because he got in trouble for that once.
I know. I'm talking about like a hint or somebody. I know he can't say too much because he'll get in trouble, which
well,
sucks.
He's PC about everything. He only gives them, he can't really tell anybody anything.
I bet you Kelly Monaco could do it.
I know.
I bet she could go around saying, oh, you know what, Jason. Exactly. I bet she'd go around, oh, well, Jason Elizabeth soon will be getting married, you know, and they will be like, oh, nice job, Kelly. Nice job. And I mean, like, she won't get a talk. But as soon as Steve or Rebecca say anything about their storylines, I mean, they get in big, big trouble. Like they're little kids or something.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, she's Franz's pet. All she has to
I
do
know.
Is go on her little tatas and shake her little butt. She'll get her pants slapped and everything will be fine.
I couldn't be that right out of General Hospital. That's why I have Jason use this Sam. I'll make her be his dog.
Oh, yeah.
I would just, oh, it'd be so funny.
Well, I got that much.
So in case we get cut off, just remember, come back here on Monday night because Terry will be co-hosting back with me. Life will be back to normal.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And so,
I'm eating a huge piece of cake right now, so excuse me if it sounds like I'm eating something.
Whatever you are.
What?
What kind of cake?
It's from a bakery called the
You're
Great Dane Bakery.
You're not sharing with
stuff.
Us?
I know.
Oh, hey, you want some?
That's
it's
just sick and wrong.
Like,
It's really good. I don't
know. Oh, that sucks. And then you say it's really good. That sucks even worse.
Yeah, it does.
I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah.
No, that sucks worse.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you're going to...
I hope everyone comes back on Monday night, and we can still talk until it cuts us off.
Well, what should we talk about now?
Really? Let's see. So do you think that this is the beginning of their connection, Jason and
yes.
Liz?
I was.
Yeah. Why the whole point of the scene if they're not going to go anywhere with it?
I would hate it if they did that. Like, they just give us a scene and just, like, do what they just, like, don't even show them no more. That'd be so stupid.
I know.
It'll mess up the whole, like, everything. Everybody will be looking like, what? What was the point? Y'all should not even did a scene.
Exactly.
Well, I heard they're
going
to
have, like, a couple more scenes, like, the end of February and beginning of March. But
That's what we heard, too.
I hope that hearing does us good, because I really want that to happen.
What?
I think they need to repair what they've broken.
Yeah,
too.
And start from scratch.
Yeah.
Build them up, but don't drag it on. But still
But Sam has to be completely out of the picture before they from scratch.
I don't even want Jason and Sam to be friends. I don't even want them to be friends.
Not after this, I was hoping they was just going to be friends, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool, they're just friends, but then they start having them go out, and I was like, no.
You guys, they will be, whatever the term is, frenemies.
Will be what?
Like, they will be kind of, after this.
Oh, well.
So the breakup is supposed to go in... The break is supposed to happen between them the middle of the end of February.
I don't think I could wait that long, but...
me
years,
too.
You know.
If we've waited 2 years or whatever...
Or 2 years or, yeah.
I'm finna wait. I cannot wait to see her cry. I want to see something happen to her. I do not care. I just want to see Sam suffer so bad right now.
Me too.
I wish she'll get hurt and, you know, Elizabeth, like, she'll be her nurse and, you know, Elizabeth stick her with a needle or something like that. I'll be happy. I just want to see something happen to her, somebody do something to her. I wouldn't care who it is.
Well, the thing is, she needs to go back to her roots, be the villain and the con artist and the trash that she came in on.
She needs to go back to the garbage can where she came from. We don't want any trash. We don't want any trash taking up Jason's privacy. She stinks. And Jason doesn't need all that. He smells nice, and we don't need all that stinkness around him.
Exactly.
We need cleanness, and Elizabeth is clean.
Yeah, Liz, I know. I'm going to watch that scene again today. I just love that scene. I kept rewinding it, and... Every time, for like 20 times, it seemed like. I just and he grabbed her. Jason grabbed her. She didn't. She was gonna run away from him, and he grabbed her.
That's why I said it. It felt like he like knew that it was gonna come up.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, how he grabbed her. He already knew that he was finna grab and grab Elizabeth instead of just walking in Kelly's normally. He knew he was finna grab and grab Elizabeth, and I love the way he just grabbed her and hold her. He was like, hold up, you're not leaving.
I know.
Right.
But you guys.
I never thought I'd be back in love with Sam.
I hope that does not happen either.
You guys, this, but we have to remember that The daytime will be over, hopefully, by the end of February, or, you know, middle of March. So, yeah, we just have to hold on to that.
Hopefully the end of March, because, you know, middle, you know, that's a long time. But, you know, the end of February is nice.
Yeah, because it's just around the corner, but that's the...
Hello?
Isn't Jason supposed to give, like, Sam, like, a necklace or something for Valentine's
Day? He better not, because he didn't even go to New Year's Eve with Elizabeth. He missed that, so he better not get nothing for Sam.
But if he does, you guys, the break of it around the corner, and then we get rid of that slut.
I hope Elizabeth tears it off. I hope she just rips the necklace off and be like she looks at it really closely, like, did Jason give you that, and just snatch it off. I'll laugh.
But one thing that she'll never get from Jason is a baby. Liz got that, so.
I know, she always gonna have it. She can't give him that. She can't do that. She's a slut. Sluts can't have babies.
Oh, my God.
Unless it's their father. Stepfather.
I just want to slap Molly. I know you're not supposed to slap kids, but yeah.
It's like, I don't have no problem with it, but the way she talks so, like too older for her age. Like, she talks, like, so, like, schoolish. Like, you know, and Mom, she really needs, I'm like, can't you talk a little normal? I mean, you talk weirder than Spinelli, and Spinelli, half of the time, you can't even... No, that's not a bad thing, but I'm not saying nothing bad about her. I'm just saying she talks weirder than Spinelli, and you know Spinelli, the words that he used, like, I'm not saying all the words he used. No, I'm not saying nothing bad about Spinelli. I'm just saying she talks even weirder than Spinelli.
Well,
that's a good thing.
I'm
sorry, Carly, but yeah, he was.
I know, but you know, I hated that Spinelli mom with two dog cam too, because it was this last freaking summer he was on this side, so I don't get that.
Yeah, well, it's like Spinelli said, like, I'll be happy with whatever you choose, like that. I would be fine. But he's like, it's like when he's with Elizabeth, he's all like, yeah, I'm happy you and Elizabeth are together. And then it's like when he's with Sam, he's like, oh, yeah, you and Sam are together. It's like that thing with Spinelli. I wish you would just say, whoever you be with this, whoever.
Okay. Yes. I just hate that because of this. But you know what? I cannot wait for tomorrow.
I don't like how they're making Elizabeth so crazy now. They're making, like, this is not the first time she, like, they're making her crazy. Like, she doesn't even...
I don't understand. She went through something so terrible in her life that no woman should go through, and
right.
You know, and now they're making her really weak, and she came out of that stronger than ever, and now they're making her weak.
Because her and Lucky broke up. That's not even, like, when her and Lucky broke up, when her and Jason broke up, they even make her go that crazy. But now, since it's with Nichols, I mean, they're making her, like, she's hallucinating now.
And you know the thing is, I'm mad that they fired her. I mean, not fired, suspended her at the hospital. They never.
I know!
They never said,
I'll take care of her expenses. Nicholas is the biggest jerk. Oh, my gosh. I'll take care of her affairs. Like, he doesn't have any right to do anything.
Exactly. That's what Ethan had.
And it's going to come out.
I thought he was so wrong when Ethan had said that. He was like, oh, he was making it to a joke. It's like he plays games with people, and it was not funny at all. I was like, you're freaking psycho. Like, you need help, too. You need to go to the psych ward.
He's going to pull Cassidy. He's already started.
Yeah, he is. He's pulling one now in a way.
Yes.
It's like a rerun of Stefan, Luke, and Laura all over again.
I know.
Yes.
And I hopefully
and
Jason will come
right
to the rescue when
and pick her up and
he has no choice but to. He's always her savior. If he ain't her savior this
yes.
time, it's going to be problems.
Oh, my gosh. Well, today he was...
I think they should have... Audrey, when she wouldn't get her counseling when she got raped at 15, that I think a lot of that triggered it. That's her POV, is she never got over the rape. And I think that it's all built... It's built up for so long...
But
now
it's
starting to explode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when Elizabeth was like hallucinating.
No, Liz, you'll be fine, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. She never once took her to counseling or had anybody help her. She just.
Yeah, I know.
I totally forgot about that.
She's paying the price for all those years of feeling like nothing. Because every man in her life has done it to her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And isn't it, and I was reminded today that she was raped on Valentine's Day, right? So this.
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I miss the way General Hospital used to be back in the day when I used to watch it when Karen and Jagger was on there, when Jason Quartermain came on the show, and, you know, the nurses ball, the AIDS storyline Stone, and
well, you couldn't wait to come home and put your feet up and actually watch a full episode without fast-forwarding.
Exactly.
I know. Like they... No. I mean, the sad thing, we had to, even though we watched it for the liaison scene, we had to sit through the whole show just to get to that scene.
Yeah.
Bad. But at least I was at work for the half hour of it.
GH has fallen. Well, all three ABC soaps have just totally crashed.
And I'm sorry if I said things tonight that upset some people about my... went about Brian Fonz, but I do blame him. You know, I mean,
he's taking he's putting it hostage. Has he called the liaison fans like terrorists? He's terrorist on his shows. You know, he's holding them hostage right now so that they can write the way he wants to write the show to be written. You know, I don't know. He needs to step back and just let the writers write what they want to write. You know, it's not a creative show anymore. You know, they need to take a cue back to Days of Our Lives was on the bottom. It was going to be canceled back a couple years ago. And
yeah, it was.
I don't like it right now still, but it's better.
A long time.
Yeah, it's been right. They've been writing it. Even the CBS soaps are written much better. Even As the World Turns is being written much better than the ABC soaps right now. And that's going to be kicked out of the air soon.
Well,
hopefully.
And that's the thing. Once they're gone, what are the three ABC soaps going to do then?
They have
Y&R and Days of Our Lives. And they're going to be the top two soaps. Because... Ron,
that's why they need to get rid of Frog right now. That's what I'm thinking. I know. There's going to be one soap that's going to be on the bottom. And didn't I read somewhere that they said somebody said ABC soaps are okay. If they're not like CBS soaps, they're in charge of their own soap. So, or something. I read that somewhere that ABC soaps are fine.
Okay, if people keep tuning out.
Watch
the sleaze and name calling
who
wants their kids to listen to you're a whore and a slut and a I'm sorry. I sat next to
I know.
Home
that
I
just made me sad.
That stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, who would want to listen
to
kids watch crap? Like
they
that.
Write that way about Liz. They were so hypocritical on that show day when they threw stones at Elizabeth. Everyone who was, especially Lulu, she was being very hypocritical to her.
I want to smack Lulu.
I know, and I love Lulu, and I hated her at that moment.
I love Lulu too, but the way she's acting.
I know.
She did the exact same thing with Dylan.
Exactly.
Yes. I love Lulu, and Carrie knows this, and
yeah.
It was hard for me as well what Lulu was doing.
Yeah.
And she got pregnant too and had an abortion.
Yeah.
I know. And it's just, and Sam has done.
She's just as big of a hypocrite as the rest of them because she's done the exact same thing, too.
It's like the show, the way they're writing this show, they're trying to make us forget what Sam has done and what Lulu has done. You know, they're trying to make us Liaison fans not want to watch anymore.
Yeah,
period.
They're trying to make us go to Jason.
Yeah, they're trying to make, it seems like they're trying to make us go on the Sam and Jason camp, but there's no way I would ever, 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 ever do that.
Yeah.
I've waited 10 years. 10 years for Jason Lewis to finally be a couple, and I'm going to wait 10 years more if I have to.
Yep.
Well, you can't tell me that Steve and Becky are that happy with their storyline.
Oh, I know.
They're not. They are, they're probably doing that just to...
Yeah.
I don't either.
I don't blame them for wanting to.
They should both go to a different stuff together. And
no, that would be nice. As long as they have them together, at least they would have
them
together.
Just keep them Liz and Jason and just but create it on another show. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. They should. Because I don't see how Steve and Becky, I don't see how they like their storyline. Like, what is there to like? I mean, like, you're being miserable, being called names all the time, and you're just with another slut that doesn't even, like, and everybody's seeing you not being Jason. Like, how can y'all like y'all characters?
Even on Twitter, you get bashed on Twitter.
I know.
You get bashed on Twitter, too. And I feel and
well,
it's the
JSAM fans telling on Steve's Twitter not to let liaison fans talk to him or anything. That
yeah.
So immature.
That's why if I get a hold of a JSAM fan, it's not gonna be good.
Oh please call me.
Oh my gosh. And a lot of
it's
them
not.
Are probably 12 years old or something, you know.
I know.
I wouldn't care. They're gonna get
yeah,
the
boost. Yeah, I know. Tell you, you're gonna call in on Monday night, right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
And I just wish that these JSAM fans, every time there's a debate, they wouldn't be chicken. I wish they were not chicken and hiding behind their keyboard.
Why are they telling Steve?
Why
are they telling Steve what to do? They don't tell him what to do. If he wants to talk to us, he could talk to us. If y'all don't like it,
we've
bye.
We've been around a lot longer than the JSAM fans, so we have every right to go on there and talk, you know?
Exactly.
So.
I mean, we live in a free country, free speech.
And I feel bad for Steve himself because everybody, like them Jason Smiths, are putting them in a big predicament because they're telling him what to do and what not to do. And they're just making him feel bad, talking about, why do you do this? Why? I mean, like, who are you guys? Are you his parents? No. His own.
What did he say in his Twitter? He says, can't we just all just get along or something? I think the last
time
I saw his Twitter, he put something, can't we just get along or...
No.
I forgot what he said.
Not until Jason and Elizabeth together. When they together, I'll like the Jason fans if they understand.
Yeah, me too.
Those fans can't separate a soap from real life.
I know.
And they bash Liz and Becky in the same sense, and that is just wrong.
Exactly.
Well, you
need to tell the Jason fans to get along with us.
Yeah, you guys missed my little slip of our slips tonight. I just said, I wish, you know, they could just, I meant to say I wish they would just kill Sam, but now I just said I wish they would just kill my uncle. I.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They could just fire her.
I liked Kelly Monaco when she was on Port Charles as Olivia, you know, and
I liked
Olivia, and when I found out she was coming to General Hospital, I thought, oh, Olivia's gonna go on there, but she was
actually pretty.
Yes. I know.
Finally.
Age has not been good for Kelly.
I know.
And she's probably the same age as Becky too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy. All they gotta do is say you're fired. It's like, I mean, it's not that hard.
You're fired. That's why I want to go in there and say you're fired.
So, what's his name? That real estate mogul should go on there. You're fired. You know.
I wouldn't even put, if it was me, I wouldn't even put the you're in. I would have just said fired. Bye.
Fired.
I mean, I would have just.
What? I just don't understand what makes her all that. I don't get why. She's not all that. I know.
She's ugly. She looks like the Grinch in a way. If you really take her face, even though she's not green, if you really look at her, she looks like the Grinch.
Now I'm gonna be watching it just to see that.
Bitch, please look is priceless.
And did you see the episode yesterday when Jax was talking to Morgan? And did you see her look when he was talking to Morgan about how, you know, I worked with, I forgot what Jax said, but I saw, it was Sam's face, like, oh my gosh, there's something behind that.
Exactly, and she just let Jax walk up in Jay's house, she didn't say nothing. I mean, like, you the adult there, you supposed to be seeing something, you're not just supposed to let him walk up in, you supposed to be like, well, Jax Carly's not here, or something like that. You just letting him walk up in there like he's somebody. That's Jason.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You're supposed to be the adult. You know.
And I felt
she's
sick
been given
when
some
she
odd
was.
Looks a lot.
I know.
Yeah.
Scenes, she kind of looks like something's up.
Yes.
Just, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. And when I saw that, I'm like,
As lily white as everybody's, I think something's going to happen.
Sales make herself look so suspicious half the time.
And I'm surprised Jason's not catching on.
Jason, he's not even focused on anything. He's too, it's like Jason lost his mind. He doesn't have any mind anymore. He used to be like, yes, he used to be on top of things. Now he's just like,
He's got an STD. I mean, seriously, when you get shot twice and a building falls on your head and you have time to have a quickie with your ex,
Man, one man, Cookie,
took him to recover from when he was with Liz both times. I mean, seriously, what the hell?
Elizabeth will make it all better.
Yes.
You know, if that were Elizabeth, when that building went on his head, she'd just be there mending him back together, not taking advantage and raping him, you know?
Exactly.
Or molesting him.
Okay, before we get cut off, because I don't know when they are going to just cut us off, because they are known to do that. Everyone just call back in Monday night at 8 o'clock West Coast time.
That's Christy's show, right? On Monday?
No. She's going to have it from 7 to 8, and then see what may have mine from, like, 8 to whenever.
Oh, okay. 8 to whatever. Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And, Cherry, after you watch your shows, call me.
I will. I'm going to get off the phone now, because I got to go take a quick shower.
So am I.
Okay,
well,
call.
Nice
yeah.
To see you guys tonight.
Yeah.
And, Bridget,
yeah.
Right?
Yes,
is
ma'am.
Is it Bridget? I love talking
yes,
to you.
Is.
I just love. It's so
yeah.
Nice to talk to you. You know.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So,
I love
you're
your
just like to
that.
All of us. You're
yeah,
just
so,
like us.
Yeah.
We
so can agree. You call back on Monday night and talk to us again?
I'll see what I can do. I got you on reminder, so if I'm home,
cool.
We're on President's holiday here, so I'm out of school for 5 days.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wait.
Yes.
Is this weekend? It's over next weekend.
Yeah, it's
weekend.
Yeah, Friday is Lincoln's birthday and Monday is George's.
So we're going to
talk
again. Yes.
I said
okay.
So,
but I'm sure I will be on again and
cool.
My love and hate and disdain.
Yeah. How long have you been watching Daryl Hospital?
I've been watching GH since I was old enough to watch GH. And I
really?
Liz and Jason from the beginning. And
yeah,
me too.
Me too.
Together.
Same here.
And I got so mad at their push and pull.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I know.
One minute they're doing great, next minute she's cheating on with Xander, and then she has Cameron, and then they come together again, and then Courtney breaks them up. And
gosh, I know.
Yeah.
They're scared of what could progress with them.
I know.
Who's
and to me,
really
they're the next...
Them?
Yeah.
He could do an awesome job if they would just let him do his thing.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
Exactly.
That's what they're there for, is to write a story. From him,
yes.
No business being involved in that.
Thank you. Yes.
He should have been a flipping writer instead of a president.
I know.
Let these guys do their job.
Exactly.
An amazing story and be consistent.
Exactly, the history, too.
Exactly.
It's like they're forgetting the history of the show. Yeah.
I haven't tuned in. I watch on YouTube because I am so disgusted with what they're doing with my soap.
Yes.
And, you know, it's sad. It's very sad that they're throwing a good soap away for shoddy writing.
I know.
Yep.
He is producing a product. And we are a consumer of that product. And a consumer is always right. If they don't like
it, might as well just put her back in a coma. And just call it a day.
Yeah.
It's like it's discontinued. Nobody's buying it, you know?
No one in
discontinued product.
They drag some of these stories to where nobody wants to watch anymore because they can't come to a conclusion.
Yep.
Like
exactly.
Nobody could connect with it like they used to. It's like boring.
They should have outed Jake's paternity and dealt with the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know,
y'all made
them.
Y'all made him behind the couch. Why not?
And that's the other thing. They are never, ever freaking going to change Jake's paternity, you know?
Well, Steve Burton said, he said to them, if you're going to make me Jason's father, then and you're going to change it down the line, I don't want you to do that. He took
a stand
to that. So,
yeah.
I remember
like
reading that somewhere.
I mean, they need to take responsibility. They made them behind the couch. I mean, they might as well. They could. I mean, it's just.
Well, they either did behind the couch or on the couch.
Behind, on top, both. It don't matter. They both need to take responsibility and just live their lives.
I'm just.
I was so pissed off when they took away the pool table.
Yes.
I know.
You know what? I'm calling for the pool table to come back.
Yes.
I told you, Sam doing something to him, because there's no way had Jason Bay get away his.
I would have liked to see Jason and Liz make another baby on the pool table or something, you know?
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
I know they could just move the balls and, you know, just have a romantic time, get some beers, you know.
It sounded disgusting when you said that, but, you know, move the balls.
On the stairs. Hell, let's go for an all-nighter. Let's go.
Yeah.
I know. Maybe a two-nighter. It doesn't really matter. I mean, as long as they're together.
You know what?
Okay, well,
as long as they are together. You keep saying that.
I know. I'm going to hang up for sure right now, so I'll talk to you guys later. Okay?
Yeah, call me after you tell.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye, Bridget.
Bye.
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 Okay.
Jason and Liz need to have hashed it out. They need a good old down fight, get it all out in the open, and then do some major makeup sex.
Natalia, you still here? Oh, is this you and I?
Is it? Oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
They disappeared.
I know. But no, I believe we just have to fight for them. And I'm so passionate on here that I just want my cover back. And I want my soap back. And I want all the soaps back. All my children and my life to live too.
What,
yeah.
You know, and they just need to go back to basics and
mm-hmm.
figure out what the heck went wrong and fix it.
Exactly. Well, and everyone left out of the sad room, too. So,
well,
yeah.
Brandy and guest 10857 or
No, Brandy left. She told me good night.
Oh, did she?
But her computer's been weird. So, but yeah, I really want you to call back in one night.
Oh, sure.
Because, you know,
I'm very frustrated and I'm sick and
tired. Yeah, all of us are. All of us are so.
And the,
yeah.
You know, and I can understand why people are giving up because, you know, they haven't really given us a reason to stick around because they keep throwing JC
yep.
in our face and
yep.
and putting Jason OCC and Liz OCC and like that she never loved Jason and he never loved her and you know, they can't remember. We remember everything. I mean, we've been watching a long time. So,
exactly.
Just closing the door,
it's
wrong.
Yeah, but I think we are going to get disconnected any moment. Well, no, because they usually do it like after 40 or 45 minutes, and it just drops it. It's weird.
Yeah.
So, but no, I'm just going to continue fighting because someone has to, and everyone's about giving up, and I cannot just walk away because I don't want Kelly Monaco to win at the end of the day.
No. Well, they don't have to walk away, but they could kind of step back, take a break.
Yes.
You know, and then come back. You know, some of them are so stressed out over it that they need to just back off a little bit and
yeah.
away from the boards and the chat and the spoilers.
Yeah. And but you know what? I think the message boards and spoilers are not helping anyone. I think that's creating so much more pain and everything. I loved it when we got the Soap Opera Weekly or the Soap Opera Digest and that's it.
The thing is, 99% of those spoilers don't even come to light.
Yeah, exactly.
People that spoil them have no idea what they're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, I got in a fight with another blog talk host last night because he's always so wishy-washy when it comes to Jason and Liz and Liz on and Jason and Sam. So, what?
He is a big Ryan. He's a big face spam.
Yes.
You can't tell me he likes Liaison. If he liked Liaison, he would have picked a side. He is so wishy-washy.
Yeah, exactly.
Unreal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I got in a really big fight with him last night because he wants to lie to the spam base and say, "Oh, I'm with you guys, but it's never Jason and Liz are never gonna happen." I'm like, "Wait a moment. You don't know that." You know what? Yeah. So, yeah, and... Yeah, and that's why I really started this video show because, you know, even though my friend Christy has, you know, Liz on radio, you know, sometimes you have to be positive on there. And I know a lot of people are not feeling so positive. And sometimes they have to say that.
You know,
so
strung out.
Yeah. So
it's
that's why I
push and pull. And
yeah, that's so. That's why I started this one. So yes. Yes, we all. Tear us down. So yeah. Well, I need to be going too, because I don't want my phone to die. But please call. Yeah, but please call back. You know, this, like, we are here every Monday and Wednesday night.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.